fixing spin rates, launch angles.
Friend of the podcast.
That's right. Velocity, exit velocity, barrels, bacon. There's a lot of things that we learned at First Pitch Arizona.
One, two, three, go!
High school football is on the air. It's time for the color and excitement of high school football, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Here on KGYM. Let's head to the stadium with our KGYM football crew. Dennis Knock with the sidelines reports. John Haggerty with expert commentary. And with all of the play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
I think they both have opportunity here. Bellinger out.
Welcome to the Unidome in Cedar Falls on the campus of the University of Northern Iowa. And we get ready for Class 3A state semifinal football tonight, as it'll be the showdown between number one and number two, as it'll be the two-time defending state champion, number one-rated Little West Capella, taking on number two-rated Cedar Rapids State. Yeah, yes, along with John Haggerty here at the Dome. No Dennis Knock tonight because we are not allowed to have a sideline reporter throughout the semifinals and the finals. On a little bit late tonight, and we apologize. Hopefully everything is coming through okay. A few technical hiccups here at Dome, but we will bring you high school football right here in KGYM. Both teams come in undefeated, John. Both teams are playoff veterans. Capella's won 39 straight football games. Maybe you're trying to upend a little bit here tonight.
It's going to be a big challenge for Dwayne Schulte and his face tonight, Scott. They face a team that hasn't lost in 2 years and has been here and knows how to take care of business, whether it's in the semifinals or the championship game. These Pella Dutch are tested.
You got Pella, of course. Clayburgh goes to the University of Iowa. All they do is plug in Nick Finney, and he's been just as good. 2,143 yards passing, 1,100 yards rushing. Not a lot of drop-off between what happened with Pella last year to this year. Maybe not quite the depth, and a little bit more Nick Finney-led. They've got a great quarterback. They've got three great receivers, all basketball players, two of them over 6'5". This is a good football team.
A lot of athleticism on the Dutch. And you're going to see a couple of mirror images tonight at quarterback with Bryce Schulte and Nick Finney, because Finney, like Schulte, loves to play defense. And he'll come up and want to take your head off, too, as well as run the ball or throw the ball for a touchdown.
Great. High school football tonight from the Unidome is presented by First Federal Credit Union. And thanks to Dan. Also, thanks to Tom Charlstrom for helping us out all through the year. We do appreciate it. And Xavier's going to try to make it back-to-back basketball and football titles, of course, winning that basketball championship last year. And thanks to First Federal Credit Union for helping out. You can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. We welcome you in here on the Holmes Murphy pregame show here from the Unidome. As both teams are going to make their way out onto the field here, we'll have the national anthem sung by a group of Xavier singers coming up here in just a little bit. You take a look at the tail of the tape, John. Both these teams averaging over 40 points a game. Xavier only giving up 11 points per game, but Pella defensively only 6 points. They have given up so far this year, only 182 yards total on the ground. They're only giving up 86 yards a game. Something's got to give tonight with Xavier and Malachi Wilson going up against that Pella defense.
Yeah, and that's why Pella, two-time defending champions, you don't get to that title game 2 years in a row without having a stout defense. And all these guys that are coming up tonight for Notre Dame and history have been well-schooled and the defense from those guys that came before him. So, yeah, it's going to be a real challenge tonight for Dwayne Schulte and his son Bryce and Quinn and Malachi Wilson as well.
And don't forget Reggie. He's going to be here tonight from the UNI football team. Everyone thought Xavier, when they went down, I hate to use the term went down, but dropped from 4A to 3A, it was going to be Xavier dominating the eastern half of the state. Well, Pella had a lot to say about that. The first year that Xavier played 3A football, they made it to the semifinals and then were shut out by this little Dutch team. I don't know if you can use a revenge card or anything like that, but certainly, you know, the staff remembers what happened 2 years ago. They'd like to rectify that. Bryce Schulte was the young sophomore starting that night for the Xavier football team. He would like to rectify that situation.
Well, one thing we know for sure is that Bryce Schulte had a very rude awakening 2 years ago as a sophomore quarterback. had a very rough night, and I promise you, he has reminded all of his teammates, especially the seniors that are going to be out here with him tonight. There's another factor to this game tonight, too, Scott, I think, and that is that last year, the early exit in round two of the playoffs really left a sting and some scars with this bunch of seniors that are coming back this year. And they have just been a team on a mission ever since the playoffs began, May, from the very first play of the first game of the season.
Yeah, you got Xavier, of course, undefeated. Pella coming in undefeated as well. You've got two. We mentioned Finney for the Little Dutch, but for Xavier, of course, Bryce Schulte has broken most of the school passing records, most of them held by his big brother Reggie. Malachi Wilson has destroyed all the rushing records pretty much. And you take a look at the outside, Quinn Schulte, Nolan Bukowski out there as well for the Xavier Saints. But I think this game is going to be won up front, both on the offensive line and the defensive line for both the Saints and the Little Dutch.
Somehow Xavier's going to have to find a way to run the ball, and Malachi Wilson isn't going to be able to do it by himself. You're right. They're going to have a great push up front from the Xavier offensive line. They're going to have to keep their pad level low, and they're going to have to stay on their blocks, keep their feet moving. And if they can do that, they'll mix in the pass with that, and that should be the key for a successful night. But against this stingy Pella defense, I think it's imperative, Scott. It's crucial that Xavier's offense hits off to a good start tonight right away and establishes some rhythm early.
And don't play from behind. That's been the bugaboo when Xavier's drop game, getting behind early. They did it a couple years ago against Pella. They don't want to do that in this game here tonight. The Saints averaging nearly 400 yards total offense. They're allowing only 202. And, of course, Jim O'Connell's defense has been outstanding through the year. It's a little different Xavier defense than what we've seen. It's been kind of that big play, go-get-em defense in the past. This is more of a Xavier, you don't have that big superstar on it. But they all do their job to do, to borrow what Dwayne Schulte is.
Yeah, and another thing that Coach Schulte says quite frequently in regards to Jim O'Connell's defense is that if you do your job and all 11 are clicking on cylinders, that'll take care of itself on the scoreboard. But when it comes to defense tonight, Scott, it is going to be ultra, ultra important that their secondary coverages are sound, because this is a very dangerous passing attack that Pella brings to this game. Maybe not as much of a rushing attack, but like you said, in terms of the athleticism at those wide receiver corners, Pella's really going to challenge the Xavier Saints tonight.
Pella making their way out on the Mondo turf here at the Uni Dome. And here comes the Xavier Saints. Good ground on hand from Xavier Barilla. And a nice following from Pella over on the far side. Xavier's going to be the home team tonight. They're going to be in their Navy jerseys with the white numbers and, of course, the traditional silver helmet and the silver pants. Pella in the all-white with the green helmet and the green numbers and the green trim out there as well. We're going to go ahead and get you ready for kickoff here. Both teams are going to line up. Xavier's going to be at the 30-yard line. Pella will be at the north, south side 30-yard line. Cheerleaders will also line up as well. They're going to have the national anthem prior to each and every game here at the Uni Dome for the semifinals and for the finals here in 2016. Everyone is lined up, and they'll get a video presentation from the Iowa Farm Bureau coming up here in just a little bit. We get ready for Pella and Xavier, both champions of their respective districts. Pella with wins in the playoff over Oskaloosa, 34-14, and a win at Solon last Friday night, 28-14. Meanwhile, Xavier, two wins at home in impressive fashion, 52-20, as Xavier beat Davenport Assumption, and then a 38-14 win over Waverly Shell Rock in round number two. So two teams that have been playoff rich, certainly, over the years. They've met once, and that was that semifinal 27-0 win by Pella back in 2014. Xavier's won state championship. They won that in 2006, 10 years ago. Oh, by the way, almost to the day, the anniversary of the Immaculate Recovery. And I know that Nick Ireland did a great job. We saw and enjoyed that day. He put out on the Xavier Facebook page, John.
Well, that is a real treat, and it brings back great memory for everybody at Xavier, but also for you and I, because at the very end of that video, our classic ball, as it's become known, was played for it. And if you haven't seen that and you've got a little time, you might want to go to the Xavier football Facebook page and take a look. It's a real treat to know that 10 years has gone by. My, where did that decade go?
We're getting ready for the national anthem here from the Unidome in Cedar Falls on the Holmes Murphy pregame show. So what we'll do, we will step aside. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. Jeff, that first break should be a 2-minute one right there that we put in. And we will come back then to the Unidome and have 3A state semifinal football. Xavier gets ready to take on Pelham, number one versus number two. The winner gets Webster City, a 6-3 winner in an old-fashioned Rock'em Sock'em 1950s brawl a little bit earlier on tonight. 6-3 win by Webster City over Glenwood. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back and get you ready for the kickoff for the Unidome right after this. You're listening to state semifinal football on KGYM Sports.
Bradshaw, today's lesson, facilities management.
Boss, I just swept the floor last night.
MRO Bradshaw, maintenance,
repair and operations. Ferguson provides our facilities customers access to the best products available with a 1,900-page catalog, national call center, and electronic inventory solutions to keep them in the win column. Plus, with the largest national footprint in the game, we can help them cover multiple locations.
Impressive.
That mean I don't have to sweep?
To learn more about how Ferguson's MRO team can help yours, visit Ferguson.com.
Get the broom, Bradshaw.
I'm not getting the
Pick
broom.
Up the broom, Bradshaw.
Hurry into JCPenney for Black Friday deals early. Get up to 40% off major appliances, including select Samsung stainless steel French door refrigerators for just $9.94. Plus, don't miss out on special financing with your JCPenney credit card. And get free delivery on major appliance purchases of $2.99 or more. Get Black Friday deals early on major appliances. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. Available in select stores. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store associate or jcp.com for details. Financing terms valid 11/6/11/30.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF paper, 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Tis the season to save big right now at Lowe's. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great Black Friday deals happening all month long. Now get a DeWalt 20-volt 3-tool combo kit for only $199. Plus get a ShopVac 5-gallon shop vacuum for only $49.98. Don't miss out on all of the great deals right now at Lowe's. Combo kit offer valid 11-2 through 1-30. Shop vac offer valid 11-9 through 11-16. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See store for details. U.S. only.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier volleyball season came to an end in the semifinal round of the Class 4A state tournament with a 3-0 loss to number 2 Dubuque Wallert on Thursday afternoon. The 6th-rated Saints end their season with a record of 32-10. Wallert goes on to meet Pella for the 4A state title on Friday. The Saints, meanwhile, enjoyed one of the greatest, if not the greatest, season in school history. Congratulations to Coach Filer and the Xavier volleyball team. The senior girls basketball team, as well as the boys and girls bowling teams, opened practice on Monday for their respective seasons. The boys basketball and wrestling teams will follow suit the following Monday.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Back in the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls as we get ready for kickoff here. The captain's meeting at the 50-yard line. Ella has won the toss, and they are going to defer their decision until the second half. And Xavier is going to get the ball first here tonight. The Xavier offense looks like this. Of course, Bryce Schulte, the record-setting quarterback for the Saints, a 6'3", 215-pound senior, throws for 1,552 yards, 22 touchdowns, and only 2 interceptions. The running back, also a record setter, Malachi Wilson, a 6-foot, 195-pounder, 1,805 yards, 19 touchdowns, averaging almost 10 yards a carry. The blocking back is Eric Rodriguez, 6'1", 205 pounds, and a senior. The wide receivers, Noah Sikowski, 6'1", 170, and a senior. Quinn Schulte, 6'1", 170, and a sophomore. And the tight end is Brett Burns, 6'2", 190-pound senior. Off the front, Jack Hyde, 240 left tackle, Jake Kuchenberger, and left guard, 220. Sam Myers, the center, the senior, 215. Ryan Jansen, the right guard, 215. And Max Johnson, at right tackle, at 235 pounds. Your offensive lineup for Cedar Rapids Xavier. We'll set Malachi Wilson back along with Josh Kirky to get the kickoff here. And then another kicker, John, with some beautiful footwear out there.
Well, it's another shade of fluorescent, and this time it would be as gold and orange combined as you can get. That's hard to not look at his feet, Scott.
That looks good out there. It's going to be Kalen Miedema to kick it away for the Pella Little Nuts. 39 straight, Pella has won. Xavier will try to put an end to that streak here tonight. The approach from left to right in the semifinals underway. A low line drive, Tailwagger. Bobble is picked up at the 15-yard line. Wilson up the middle, then the 30-yard line. And Malachi gets it out to about the 35. On a 21-yard return, and that's where Xavier will put it into play. First down, and Jack Goodfield can start things off. That's very key tonight.
Nice center blocking scheme there as Malachi Wilson got a little crease, and just as he was about to break into the open field and go all alone, looked as though he maybe even tripped over one of his own bent ankles.
A 3-4 unit for Pella defensively. Mikowski to the left side, Quinn Schulte up top to the right. They'll run it out of the tight end to the right side and out of the eye. And first down from the 34. Handoff, second back through Wilson, now throughout the pile. Price gets to the outside, but stumbled down. Tripped over that Mondo turf. And he's going to go down right at the line of scrimmage. And one of the linemen for Xavier is going to have to go out, losing his shoulder high on the first play.
Good job of reading the blocking that was not necessarily developing and trying to bounce to the outside, which Malachi Wilson is always very good at. But as you said, the turf monster reached up and grabbed it.
Cool. On that front, along with Hirma and Wassener for Pella. We'll get you the linebackers in a moment. Second down, tight man-to-man. Here's the toss sweep. Wilson got a locker front. He's in the 40. 45 to the 50. It's a big territory. And down at the Pella, 49-yard line. And they just completely outplayed
Pella. Toss sweep to the wide side of the field and some tremendous blocking out there, led by Rodriguez, who had the perfect field block and swung that round for another 10 yards.
Linebackers are Van Vliet, Pearson, Warner, and Pringle for Pella. Not real big, but very fast. Finney and Van Z, very good corners. These are active secondary people. One of the top in 3A at takeaways. Hand off left side of the counter to Malachi Wilson. It gets close to the 45. They'll give him the 45-yard line. And coming up on the stop that time for Pella was Drew Pringle, 6'3", 195-pound senior linebacker.
First counter trade tonight was the backside guard and tackle pull. And it's obvious that the offensive line for Xavier right now, as we said, coming off low, hard, head level low, coming off at a great angle.
Sikowski to the left, Schulte to the right. That's Quinn Schulte. Bryce under center out of the eye. Hand off. Left side. Big hole. Now with Tyrell. To the 40. Great tackle. 35 and down to the 34. He's going to have a pickup of 11 and another Xavier first down. Four carries, four plays.
I like the way that Coach Schulte's counter running attack right now is catching the linebackers for the Pella Dutch, going full flow, and then they have to stop in their tracks, Scott, and try and recoil and come back from that. This is a great scheme to start your running attack with.
Winner gets Webster City next Thursday night. First down from the left hash mark, 34-yard line. Shotgun this time off the fake. Schulte over to younger brother Quinn. He got slammed immediately. Good defensive play by Jonathan Osterhaus. He has 6'5", 185-pounder. A terrific basketball player as well. He'll go both ways. I talked about the secondary. One of the best in the state of Iowa.
And that goes along with their receiving core. Those two usually work hand-in-hand. But you're not going to fool this fellow Dutch team. And they know the different passing routes that Xavier loves to employ.
Off the two on the first completion, second and 12. Get out of the eye, deep drop, Schulte. Trying to sit up the middle screen. They'll go left side instead to Wilson, and he's been brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Good open field tackle. There's Nick Finney coming up from his quarter spot.
Now, we talked about Finney being an outstanding quarterback, but also loves to play defense, as does Bryce Schulte. These two quarterbacks tonight are just as good playing defense as they are offense.
Third down and 11. Oh, they're almost 12. No gain. First third down try of the night. Just under 9 to play first quarter. No score between Xavier and Pella. This 3A state semifinal here on 1600 AM. Three-man front. Green receivers into the ball game. And out of the shotgun. They're going to swing it out of the backfield. And Malachi Wilson flips the move on. Breaks one tackle. Gets up the numbers to the 30. Then the 25. Going to be short for first down, though, but chance for Xavier to go for it on fourth down and short.
Absolutely, and this is all of a sudden very makeable here, obviously in four down territory, and credit Malachi Wilson with a great juke move, and then a broken tackle, and then a second and third before they finally brought him down just shy of that first down.
It's less than two. It's fourth down at about a yard and a half, just inside the 26. Bryce Chelsea goes to the sideline, comes back out, under center now. 8 minutes to play, first quarter, first big play of the game. Pella loading the block, the box, Schulte on the keeper, coming right, turns it up, first down for Xavier as the Saints take it to the 23.
Nice job of reading the block that developed. He had two fullbacks in essence over there, Rodriguez and another back, right up in there on the back of the tackle.
First and 10 off the gain of 4, Xavier at the 23 of Pella, opening drive of the game. And Xavier trying to assert their dominance here with that offensive line. Burns a tight end right. Offset eye to the left side this time. Rodriguez almost in the slot. See if they do that toss sweep to the left side, and they will. Wilson running behind Rodriguez. Got the corner. Turns it up. 15. To the 10. Morris' shoulder, and he'll have a first and goal all the way down to about the Pella 5-yard line.
Boy, and again, another great downfield block by Rodriguez. He's been out there springing these outside running plays as well as the inside counters on this entire drive.
Gain of 17, 5 carries now, and 49 yards for Malachi Wilson. First and goal, Xavier, at the Pella 5-yard line. 7:31, clock stop. Offset eye to the right this time, twin receivers that way. 10 on the play clock. Schulte, top sweep right side. Wilson trying to cut it in and got about a yard. Brought down at about the 3-yard line. And Keegan Poole makes the tackle in there. What a defensive end for Pella.
Pella's outside defenders finally starting to figure out that they've got to set an edge or they're going to keep seeing toss sweep to the wide side of the field all night long, Scott.
Big drive. It's taken over 5 minutes. Xavier on the little Dutch, 3-yard line. One setback in the backfield. That's Rodriguez. They'll go with Wilson out to the left side. It's Schulte up the direct snap. Going right side.
Just love the way that Dwayne Schulte scripted this first drive. Rodriguez right up the middle. And for the second time, Schulte just followed him right behind on the direct snap back in the shotgun position. That drive was a thing of beauty.
Extra point try coming up here by Shane Scott. Low snap, the place down, and the kick is up and good. 6-51 to play here in the opening quarter, and Xavier on the move in first. It's the St. 7, and Pella nothing. We'll come back to the Uni Dome after this 30-second timeout as you're listening to 3A semifinal football presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYN.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Back with you at 6:51 remaining in the first quarter and a 7-0 lead for the Xavier Saints. As the Saints take it and go 66 yards in 5 minutes and 9 seconds. 11 plays as well.
That's just the way you would want to script up your first drive of the game. Nice mix between the run and the pass, Scott. And this is exactly what we talked about earlier in pregame, is that you want to come out as Xavier and you want to make Pella play from behind. You don't want to have to play catch-up at any point in this game. Put the onus on the Dutch right now. See what their offense can do. Let your defense come out and play that good Jim O'Connell physical defense.
Malachi Wilson's a kicker, keep in mind. And he was kicking away. Thomason Warner back for the Dutch. Let's say he's at about the 5-yard line. 7-0 lead here for the Saints. Warner on the near side. Thomas over on the far side. Here's the approach by Wilson. And a line drive, end over and kick. Will come down at about the 8-yard line. This is Warner. And here's a double reverse. And he'll get it over to Thomas coming left and got room. 30. Far sideline to the 40. Left up at about the 44-yard line. Little razzle-dazzle on the very first play. And making the stop for Xavier was Thomas Tobin.
A good field position.
Boy, they kind of caught the Saints kickoff team napping there as they did the old handoff to the opposite side of the field. And very, very interesting the way that they sealed the edge over there. Were it not for John Rocker coming over and taking that out of bounds, that could have gone the distance.
Nick Finney, the quarterback, he's the man back there. Got to be Warner as the tailback to start things off. Finney a deep drop, trying to set up the screen, caught by Warner, and brought down immediately. Right at the line of scrimmage by Jack Lemke, the 6'2", 200-pound junior linebacker, who stayed right there at home, John.
Secondary linebackers watching this pass attack for Pella is going to be so important tonight. As we said earlier, they're not the featured rushing team of the 3A this year. But boy, do they have a lot of athletes, and they're going to try and get the ball in their hands out of the perimeter and deep as often as they can.
Sam Warner, only a sophomore. We saw his brother the last 2 years for Pella. Out of the shotgun, inside handoff. Warner stood up, pushed back. Nothing doing. One way by the Xavier front line, and it's going to be third down and 10 coming up.
Sam Myers, nice job of bottling that up, and you're going to hear his name a lot tonight, probably on both sides of the ball.
Rosner, the tight end, three receivers, Drew Pringle. He's 6'3", he's a small one. And White at 6'5", and Holter at 6'5" as well. They'll send the three receivers to the left and one to the right side on this third down play. Third down and 10. Xavier going blitz. Back to throw Penny. Half time, looking left, throws, pass, that's the 38-yard line, up to about the 50, and he's in the Pella territory, down to the 49-yard line.
Ball thrown high, the velocity put on it, and it went right through the hands of the intended Dutch receiver, and Johnny on the spot with the fifth drill, bringing that in, Saints offense going to come out. Just 1 yard inside Pella territory at the 49.
49-yard line in Pella territory as the Dutch with the turnover. And for Nick Finney, only his seventh interception through 199 passes, completed 128, 27 touchdowns and only six picks. Had a receiver there, but the pass was way too high.
It was thrown high, and unfortunately for the Dutch receiver, he got a hand on it just enough to tip it up. Never had a chance of cradling or bringing it in. And so that let the ball stay up there in the air quite a bit. More rock and a run underneath there and catch it. And then to get a nice return on it as well, getting it inside Pella territory.
You look like a fullback. Back right there. That Xavier defense, Lansing at 205 up front, along with Lucas Miller, 5'11", 220. Zach Barish, 6'3", 250 senior. Jacob Hines, a 6'2", 200-pound junior. Lemke, Vaca, and Myers, the linebackers, a pair of seniors and a junior. And the defensive backfield, Gerke, Bukowski, Quinn Schulte, and Bryce Schulte back there for Xavier. 7-0 Saints, 5:12 to play here in quarter number one. Winner will get Webster City coming up on Thursday night of next week here at the Unidome in the 3A state championship game. They'll put Wilson, put him out to the slot right side. Rodriguez stays in as a lone setback. They'll send Wilson in motion from right to left. He'll get it on the jet sweep, trying to get to the corner. Put up at the 50 and puts out of bounds. The game of about five. Get Wilson out there, get him loose. Drew Pringle made the stop.
I like the way that they're trying to test every portion of the field right now, Scott. The only thing that Dwayne Schulte has not done is throw the ball deep on a go route. Other than that, he is scratching wherever he can find an inch.
Malachi Wilson coming into this game with 1,800 yards, over 1,800 yards, and a mind-boggling 19 touchdowns and almost 10 yards of carry. He gets a carry here, starts up the middle and brought down on a nice ankle tackle there by Jake Kirima, 5'11", 215-pound junior, just played off his block and made a nice play.
Great penetration by the left side of the defensive line there for Pella. As they came in, almost as if they knew that was where the whole play was going to.
Third and seven, a long seven coming up. 4:40 clock running, first quarter. And 7-0 Xavier lead. Bukowski and Quinn Schulte to the right side. Rodriguez to the left. Wilson will stay in the backfield. Pella showing blitz. They'll throw the quick out. Wilson on it on the outside. 45, turns it up to the 40. He's got a first down and out of bounds. Again, Wilson on an island. They got him out to about the 35 for a gain of 11 in Xavier first half.
Boy, and as always the case, there's a crackback block out there by Quinn Schulte to spring that one for an extra 10 yards. The receivers, whether it's Young, Schulte, or Bukowski, just do a tremendous job of blocking out in space.
Malachi Wilson was coming into this game, 9 receptions on the year. He's only got 3 in the first quarter.
Well, obviously, they found something out there in that flat that they're trying to exploit, and it's working.
Wilson out to the right side. One setback, and Schulte off the pump fake. Going to go deep, going for Bukowski, left side, and overthrew him incomplete. Just overshot him at about the 10-yard line. You talked about they haven't gone deep yet. They did it for the first time right there.
Well, Dwayne Schulte has had an entire week to get ready for this game. He knows exactly where any weaknesses that might be perceived are, although it doesn't look that there are very many he's got right now. And one of the things that you know Pella has to have schooled their defense up on is those long balls, because Xavier has made a living off a big scoring strike this year.
Quinn Schulte and Bukowski to the left side, one receiver to the right, that's Rodriguez. They'll go tight end to the right side, out of the gun on second down and 10. Here's a quick swing pass, and
And guess who? That would be the quarterback for Pella that laid that lick on, Nick Finney. We were talking earlier about what a dual threat quarterback he is. Here's how much he loves to play defense.
And the Pella fans are up and ruining that defense. And Wilson dropped, I think he just got the wind taken out from underneath it really quickly.
Do I need to go down a little bit in the press box here and stop them from replaying that hit? We saw it about 7 times here. I think we got the idea, folks.
Third down, 17. Back at the 41-yard line, and Wilson had to come out for the play. Keep that in mind. Gerke into the game now for Xavier, Josh Gerke. He'll go out to the right side, two receivers to the left on third down and long. Schulte gets the shotgun snap. Back to throw. Going to throw deep. The out left side. Schulte with a near one-handed catch in reverse. In traffic there. Finney was over there for Pella as well as Van White.
Ben Schulte straight down the numbers on a little fade route. Split the two defenders that were back there double covering. And at least got up and got a hand on it to give himself a chance to get it on the rebound coming down.
Looks like Ryan Jasper will come in to punt, 33-yard average for Xavier. Line of scrimmage will be the 41-yard line. 3:38 to play here in quarter number one. Xavier on top, 7-0. Good snap back, no rush, gets it away. A high floating kick, and fair catch called for and made at about the 8-yard line by Thomas. So a good punt right there of 33 yards. More importantly, no return. That will take it to a median timeout here. But Dwayne Schulte has to play the field position game right there.
And I like that decision, too, because the way his defense is playing so far, he has every right to put the confidence in Jim O'Connell and those 11 guys that are out there right now. It'll be interesting to see the adjustments now that Jay McKinstry, the coach for Pella, makes here, because he came out just slinging that ball straight down the field. We'll see if he comes right back to that or not, or they try and get a running game established.
First drive of the game resulted in a Xavier touchdown. A thing of beauty as they took it 66 yards and 5 minutes and 9 seconds to take the lead. 3:31 to play here in the opening quarter, and Xavier on top of Pella by a score of 7-0.
One of the things you may be wondering is the status of Malachi Wilson, who went out on that play that he got drilled on. And what we cannot see underneath the home stands here, if you've ever been on the home side of the football field at the Unidome, you know what I'm talking about. They're completely obscured from our view.
I think he's going to be okay, though. Pella with the ball. Four receivers into the ballgame now. Van White out to the left side, one-on-one. Shotgun snap off the fake. Penny on the keeper. All down by Lemke. Right away. And has a linebacker knife in there. Got it. Full game. And it'll be second down from the 9-yard line.
Jack Lemke all over that quarterback draw there. Again, one of the key running plays that I'm sure McConnell schooled his defense up on coming into this game.
Sam Warner will stay in the backfield. It'll be Pringle and Van White out to the left side. Twin receivers out to the right. Xavier with 7 in the box. Long count. Back to throw. Finney off play action. Rolling to the right side. Throws a deep cross. And it's set good. And it's the 43-yard line by Van White. Through the Pella first down. That's what the 6'5 receiver does for him.
And he's not only 6'5", but he stretched out for that and caught it with one hand on the run, folks. That is a fantastic catch. That will make highlight reels on everybody's show tonight.
First and 10, Pella, the initial first down of the ball game for the Dutch. 2:45, clock rolling first quarter, 7-0, Cedar Rapids Xavier. There's a shotgun snap. Finney's going to throw the out, caught quickly, and a first down. Murphy on the tackle of Polterhouse. He makes the catch at about the 42-yard line. That's good for 11 in the first down.
So one of the things that makes these receivers so good, in addition to their height and their athleticism, is their ability to get separation once they get out and see that the route is developing maybe the way that they want it or not want it to.
Are these guys practiced the last 2 years against the best in the state? So they know how to play. On the left hash mark, first and 10 at the 42-yard line. Blitz coming off the fake. Finney rolling to the right side. Has all day. Now throws the middle. Late caught, 45-yard line, but a penalty flag flies in from deep. We'll see if the catch will hold by Holterhaus. And was that a push one way or the other? We'll have to see.
Yeah, I think it is a hold. I think Holterhaus is actually looking over at his own sideline here. If I can read his body language from behind and giving the holding call.
There would be a gain of 14 if it holds here. We will see. Officials are congregating right where the flag came down. And we'll see what the call is here. It will be our first penalty of the night.
His holding, in fact, that it's going to have to come back 2 yards from that spot. Taking that out to the original line. Almost going
to
go beyond.
Pass interference on the offense.
Yes.
Jay McKinstry on the big board. He wants a little bit of an explanation.
And we're watching the play redevelop here on the big board, and really nothing definitive there, I've got to be honest with you.
I think they called a deep pick, what they're going
to
call.
It was a pick, to be sure. There's no doubt it was a pick.
They don't see one deep like that 15 yards down the field, but they got one there.
Tight left side for Pella out of the shotgun. And the snap to Penny. He's going to keep himself coming left. Shoot off the pushback. Good defensive play in there for Xavier. Coming in to make it. His first time into the ball game was Max Johnson.
Going a little both ways there, a little
offense and defense.
Going to bring a one there. Second down and long.
Beware of the screen right here.
Ball back inside the Pella 30. They have to go into Xavier territory to get a first down.
Second down and 24 here. One set back, trip to the right. One receiver up top to the left side. Finney almost dropped the snap. Now he's got it. That time, throws and threw behind his receiver. Incomplete. Tried to get it out there to Pringle. At about the 40-yard line, they flooded everybody down deep and brought Pringle back.
God, Pringle was unaccounted for. He was so wide open. If that ball had not been thrown behind him, there would have been a lot of yards after that reception. But I know what they're doing, right? Jim O'Connell right now, Scott, he's trying to get pressure on the quarterback. There's entirely too much time back there right now for Finney to be picking things off downfield.
Nick Finney so far tonight. 3 out of 5 with 1 interception and 33 yards. He's 24 here for a first down. A minute remaining first quarter. Shotgun snap. Benny the throw. Benny pressures this time. Steps up. Got away from one. Kick it away from the second one. Locked down for a loss of 4 back at the 24-yard line. And the snake that actually made the sack is the one that is hurt down there for Xavier. Hopefully it's just a cramp.
With Zach Farish, I believe.
Yeah. Also, coming up with a stop for Xavier was Jacob Hines. He was also in there, but you're right. I think that is Zach Farish.
Farish had some great pressure on the quarterback, and he was the one that got deepest penetration into the backfield. But as he was flushed out, the quarterback was flushed out by Farish, and I think one of the linemen, offensive linemen for Pella, fell on his ankle, and of the twisting motion, he came down awkwardly.
Yeah, and that's not a good sign, but hopefully Barish will get up and walk this off. One thing that Xavier has not had this year are injuries.
Kelsey does not like you talking about that.
They're going to help Barish off, but he is limping on that left leg. The Xavier training staff out there. It's going to be a fourth down coming up.
The good news is he is putting weight on it, although he's got his arms around the training staff. He is putting weight on it, and it might be one of those situations where he just needs to come over and kind of get it loosened back up again. And I don't think this is anything that's going to keep him out, though.
Yeah, if he can get back in there, Zach Farish is going to get back in there. 6'3", 250-pound senior. And Malachi Wilson, along with Josh Turkey, they're going to drop back at about the 35-yard line to get the punt from Thomas. Averages only 32 yards through. We'll see Xavier get pretty good field position here at the end of the first quarter. Already up 7-0 on the 24-yard line. It's a rugby-style kick. Left-footed kicker gets it away. A low line drive will take a pound. Wilson let it go, and it's going to take a big hell of a hop. Inside the 25 and down to about the 21-yard line. 55-yard punt.
Crucial mistake by Malachi Wilson in not attempting to pick that ball up. It was an awkward bounce, but he could have gone over and taken, even if he puts his knee down, Scott, and just cradles it in like an infielder in baseball, he saves his offense 2 first downs they have to get.
First down, Saints, at the 21-yard line. Could be the final play of the first quarter coming up here from Xavier. Rice Schulte under center, I formation. They'll send Quinn Schulte out to the left side this time. They're going to go with two tight ends here. A little bit of a power look. They'll run the option. Keeper by Schultz. He turns it up left side. Crosses the 25. And Penny brings it down at the 27-yard line. Little speed option there.
Oh, that's dive option because he actually fakes the handoff.
You're right.
I got to think the speed option will be coming here. Either way, you want to maybe at this point in the game establish that running attack, and why not just give it on the dive to Rodriguez? He's a horse in there, and that will bring us to the end of the first quarter.
In the one, number two, Xavier. Seven, number one, Tyler Nothing in the battle of unbeaten tonight here at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. We'll take a one-minute timeout and come back with quarter number two after this. You're listening to State Semifinal Football presented by First Federal Credit Union right here on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy. Thinking ahead.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Welcome back here to the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. Xavier leads it 7-0 after the first quarter. This Veterans Day weekend, they are observing a veteran from each of the teams that are competing here throughout the semifinals. And they are being recognized down below right now, one from Pella and one from Cedar Rapids.
The Xavier gentleman is Dave Glenn.
That's right. And a long-time Xavier supporter. And with kids going through as well. So nice to see him out there.
This is a little bit of a new wrinkle that the Iowa High School Athletic Association is incorporating into their games, and I think it's an awful nice one.
So, they will get a big hand coming up here in just a moment. First quarter number, 79 total yards for Xavier to 30 for Pella. Xavier was 66 on the ground and 13 through the air. Bryce Schulte, 5 of 7 for 13 yards so far in the ballgame. 4 of grab for Malachi Wilson for 15 yards. On the ground, Wilson has carried it 8 times for 53 yards. 3 carries 13 yards for Bryce Schulte. Xavier with 4 first downs in the first quarter. 2 first downs for Pella. They're minus 3 on the ground. 33 for the air. Nick Finney in the first quarter was 3 of 5 for 33 yards. And 1 interception. 2 first downs. That's the first half. They just got to win the time of possession in the football game. I think they win the football game.
Yeah, if you take a look at the possessions in the first quarter, Scott, both teams had 2 possessions each. And so the way this game is starting to develop, every possession, you better value it with your life, because if you can come away with any kind of points on the board, be it a field goal or a touchdown, that can really come back to help you later on.
Second down as we open quarter number two. It's going to be second down and 4. Coming up for the Saints on their own 27-yard line. Quinn Schulte and Nolan Dukowski out to the right side. Wilson is back in there. Rodriguez will now front him in the eye. Deep handoff right side. Wilson trying to get to the corner to the 30 and upended as he gets to about the 34-yard line. Van White coming up there along with Finney, but it's another first down for Xavier on the run of 8.
And again, that's just tremendous blocking by Eric Rodriguez as he comes out and seal blocks that so that Malachi Wilson can spring it to the outside. It's just a nice little pull block. Basic play, but run to perfection.
Xavier looking for a win number 12 on the air. They'll run it out of the offset eye to the left side this time and first 10. Just underway second quarter. Straight ahead handoff to Wilson. runs into a brick wall after a pickup of one to the 35-yard line. And coming up there to make the stop for Pella, Lucas Warner, junior linebacker, 215-pounder. And he had a big brother on the team last year.
Lucas Warner took on a double-team block and just split it and drove both of the Xavier blockers back. That is a tremendous play that people who love good defense would want to play back over and over again.
Warner, 6'2", 215-pound junior linebacker. Double tight end, Burns on the right side. They'll run the option. Schulte on the big pitch, turns up 40-45, and brought down to the first down. Beautiful work by Schulte on the ball, and Wassener finally brought it down.
And you want to talk about a quarterback making the handoff on the dive option and then putting a head-to-shoulders juke move on the defensive end. Bryce Schulte did that like he's been running it since he was 5 years old, which he probably has.
He probably has been. Schulte in his third year as the varsity starter, first and 10, off the 11-yard pickup at the 46-yard line. Wilson coming in motion. He'll get it on the jet sweep, coming to the left side. Stuffed off by Pella this time. And a good open field tackle in there by Julian Pearson. A late flag coming in.
Very late flag.
Tackle was made, Scott.
It is right where the tackle was made, and it was well after Wilson went down on the turf and was already on his way back up.
Jack High lost his hat on that one. He's got to come out. That's the second time he's lost his helmet tonight. See what the penalty will be about here. Going to be holding on the radio. That was a very late move. Almost came after the ball carrier Wilson was brought down.
Who else? Did you see who threw it? It was the line judge. You don't very often see a running play where the line judge just throws the holding flag.
Big board showing the picture on the big screen of Dwayne Schulte down there. It was very businesslike before we got started here in this game tonight. First down and 21 after the 10-yard mark off. Rodriguez will line up tight end right side, Burns to the left, and they'll run the option. Off the fake, Schulte up the middle for about a yard, and that's it. Converging there for Pella, coming up again with Julian Pearson, 6'1", 200-pound senior linebacker.
Nice little wrinkle there, as is kind of a fake quarterback read off of the jet sweep where Schulte just put his shoulder pads and helmet out in front of his feet and tried to run like a fullback.
Mikowski to the right side. Two in the slot to the right for Xavier. Four receivers in the pattern. Rodriguez in the block. Schulte, one to the right side. Bryce looking to throw, and he's going to throw it away. Incomplete. Nobody was there. Just threw it away, and it's going to be a third and long coming up. Xavier so far one out of three. Third down tough. Pella crowd getting up, but there was no rounding there.
No. Lots of receivers very well covered, though. As we said before, not only do they have an outstanding receiver core at Pella, a lot of those same guys are playing in the backfield defensively, and so they know exactly what's going on back there, and it's going to be very tough for Bryce Schulte tonight to see a whole lot of separation on his receivers.
Third down and long. Third and over 20 for Xavier. They'll run it out of the eye on the counter handoff. Wilson up the middle and only got about a yard. They're trying to get some room to punt it away, and Xavier will do so with about the 35. So that holding penalty wrecked everything as far as what was looking to be a promising drive.
Well, that was just a conservative call to make sure that you don't turn the ball over somehow, trying to get greedy. And so I was going to come Jasper here, and he's going to probably kick this ball from about the Xavier 25.
Thomas will drop it about the 32-yard line to get the Jasper punt. It's the snap. Almost had it blocked. Got to lay a nice floating kick. Bearcats called for him. And he went over the receiver's head as he fell down, but he did not touch it, John. And it'll be fellow ball at about the 27-yard line. Now, I'm not sure how that can be spotted at the 29. Because that never touched the Pella player, and a Xavier player touches about the 27. So someone's going to have to explain that.
And we've got an official's timeout on the field.
8:36 to play. We'll take the timeout with them here in the first half. It's Xavier 7 and Pella nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back to the Uni Dome after this as you're listening to high school semifinal football here on KGYN Sports.
At First Federal Credit Union, keeping it simple is the key to our no-strings checking account. It's simple because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fee, and you earn 5% on the first $500 in your account. That's right, 5%. We give you free mobile and online tools. And with surcharge-free ATMs in Iowa and across the nation, we make it easy, convenient, and of course, simple for you. No-strings checking is available only at First Federal Credit Union. Check us out at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Back at the Uni Dome at Cedar Falls, high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight. And it'll be Pella with the ball, and they'll have it on the 29-yard line here. And Light out to the left side. One receiver out to the right side. And again, in the backfield, will be Warner. And he gets the shotgun snap back to throw. He's going to throw the quick out. It's incomplete. Trying to get a Dan White out there defensively for Xavier. And making the play was Josh Durkee. Now, Durkee's giving up 7 hits to Van White. And Van White can also get up.
Yeah, Van White actually came out and had a little push-off on that. If they wanted to call a ticky-tacky pass interference call, that would have been warranted.
Second down and 10, 7-0 in favor of Xavier. They scored on the opening drive of the ball game. Curtis Ware. Out to the left side, swings that way, swings to the right, and now we've got a penalty flag. That will stop the play here. And somebody moved early. Or were they lined up in the neutral zone? We shall see. It's going to go against Xavier. It'll be an encroachment penalty against the Saints. And that will cost him 5. It'll be 2nd and 5. 8:32 to play here in the first half from the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. Benny also going to the sideline to get a word from head coach James Kinstrick. Westerhouse, Ware, left side, Sutcliffe, with Pringle, I beg your pardon, along with Van White to the right. Shotgun to Benny, back to throw, going to throw to deep right side, going for Van White to make the catch, but he's kind of out of bounds. Glenn Schulte was back there defensively, but that pass was at least 3 yards out of bounds.
These receivers for Pella have some very soft hands, great concentration, obvious height advantage. That ball just thrown out of bounds, however, even though he caught it.
I know that Tim O'Connell wants to get the pass rush to him. He wants to dial it up. It would be a good time to do it. Pella's open, too, on third down try.
Of course, the problem with that is that if you really try and commit to a linebacker or a corner coming off, they have to go to man-to-man coverage, which don't always like to have to do.
Ware, to the left side, Blitz coming. Picked up, sending a throw, the throw's a flick out, it's caught, close it out, breaks it down, but brings it up quickly. From the Xavier 40-yard line, and Drake Schulte escorts him out of bounds, but a big chunk play down to the 32-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 34 and a Pella first down.
Holterhouse had great separation and a height advantage on Gerke there. And when Gerke came up to make the play, he slipped off on an arm tackle, and that allowed the receiver to go down the Xavier sideline for a big yardage after the reception.
6'5", 185-pound receiver, Donovan Holterhouse, also a starter in that Pella State Tournament basketball team last year. That, oh, by the way, was beaten by Xavier in the semifinal. First and 10 from the 32, Xavier territory. First time Pella's been in there. Here is the straight ahead handoff and nothing doing to the running back. Tried to keep it on the ground that time. And a gain of 1. That is it as Warner was brought down by Sam Byers. And he actually going to give him no gain. So the second down and from the 32-yard line.
Well, that play is just a good example of why the Pella team has not been great at rushing the ball this year, and they've had to really rely on the pass.
And White and Pringle to the right side, Quinn to the left. On second down and 10, spread look this time. Four-man rush. Penny back to throw. Under pressure, swallowed up and brought down back at the 35-yard line.
And coming up with the sack that time for Xavier is Sam Myers again.
Good outside pressure there by Jack Lemke. And this is what you were talking about, Scott, when you said that Jim O'Connell needed to dial up some pressure so that the quarterback from Pella, Finney, can't just sit back there all day and look at his receivers.
Now, if you're wondering, Zach Barrett's not back out there for Xavier. As Max Johnson out there right now taking his spot. Third and 13 from the 35-yard line. One in the backfield, four receivers. Snap back. Finney under pressure. Throws the right side. Coming back. Making the catch on the crossing pattern of the 20-yard line. Holterhouse, and he's got the first down. And again, their progress down to the 16-yard line. That's going to be a 19-yard gain in the first down.
Three wide receivers to the wide side of the field. Two of them went deep, and the other one cut it off short and came back across the middle of the field into that soft underbelly.
When Schulte made the stop in the red zone now, 6:41 and counting, first half. And Xavier on top, 7-0. Finney in the backfield. With Gerson back there now. Off the fake, Finney to throw. Rolling to the right side. Going to throw to the right side of the end zone. A jump ball. Touchdown. Gerson on the catch. And that's where the hype comes in the field.
They got two receivers in the area there. Pringle went up and got it with a jump ball. And that's exactly what happened, Scott. If the ball was thrown high enough, that all Pringle had to do was to go up over the receiver, Bukowski, and bring it down. And all of a sudden, this passing attack for Pella looking deadly.
Well, we were talking with some of the Xavier assistant coaches before the ball game, John, and the one thing that they showed some concern about was the big, big height advantage that the Pella wideouts. Not that their D-backs aren't doing well, but it's hard to give up 7 inches. Needham to try to tie it up here at the 6:22 mark of the second quarter. Low snap, but put down, and the kick is up and good. We're tied. Number one versus number two here. The 6:22 play here in the second quarter. It's Xavier and Pella, 7-7. We'll take a 30-second break and come back to the dome after this. You're listening to the high school semifinal football presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
A pair of longtime foes hook up in a big-time matchup this Friday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hagerty and me this Friday at 6:30 on 107.5 to 106.3 FM as number 4 Cedar Rapids, Washington meets number 10 Iowa City West. Both the Warriors and Trojans have hit their stride late in the season with the winner moving on to the 4A championship game. That's Class 4A semifinal football presented by First Federal Credit Union, number 4 Cedar Rapids, Washington and number 10 Iowa City West. Friday night at 6:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Happening at the Unidome here at Cedar Falls. Pella with their first score of the night. 16-yard touchdown pass. The 28th of the year for Nick Finney. And he got it to Drew Pringle. Only his third catch of the year. But his first touchdown, and he came in with those two grabs, averaging 38 yards a reception. It's a big play. Pella offense. It's a little different than the Pella offense we saw in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, gone is Noah Clayburg, and stepped in are 2 6'5" receivers, and then, oh yes, Mr. Pringle, who just caught that one at 6'3". And there's nothing that the Xavier defenders in the secondary have done wrong, Scott. It's just a matter of God-given height right now and going up and taking the ball out of the air and making plays.
Something that Jim O'Connell is going to talk about, a few adjustments that will be made. There's Miramon's kick, a high, a short kick, returnable, and Gerke will have it at the 8. Raise the hand, 10, 15, 20, a little bit of a seam, 25, and Gerke out to about the 28. We'll return of about 20 yards, and maybe we'll have it right there in the 7-7 ball game. As Xavier scoring on their first drive of the game, and then having to punt the last two, thwarted by a holding call on their last drive. See if they can get Malachi Wilson going again. 63 yards so far in the first half for the All-State rusher. Schulte wins out to the left side. One receiver out to the right side. They'll keep it on the ground. A Wilson quick hitter off the left side. But Wilson out to the right.
Beautiful ISO block by Eric Rodriguez from that. And if you're watching this on the big board at home, watch this crunch block by Rodriguez. He completely annihilated the Mike linebacker, and then it was off to the races. And if you give Malachi Wilson the one step to the outside and let him go down the sideline, there isn't a man in this state that will catch him, and that's what happened on that play.
One play, 72 yards. And Xavier out in front. Extra point by Scott is up, and it is good. Just snuck it in that right upright. And it's 14-7 now. The Xavier's on the Xavier State there with 6:04 remaining in the first half. Some over pursuit there as well by the Pella defense that caught.
Well, we talk so often, Scott, about how great running backs, once they break through that first wave of linebackers, if they can just make one move, cut back against the grain, they almost always catch everybody asleep in the secondary. And by the time you get on rundown to come back, it's too late.
So Xavier up 14-7. A reminder, more football coming up in the next couple of days. Tomorrow at 6:30, we'll be back up here at the Unidome for Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Iowa City West. That'll be the second of the 4A semifinals. Ankeny Centennial will take on two-time defending state champion West Des Moines Dowling in 4A semifinal number one. And then on Saturday, Alex Kuhn and Gary Pickle will be here at 9:30 in the morning for Iowa City, Regina, and the Denver Cyclones. And then we'll be back for the run-and-gun fun of Mount Vernon football Saturday night as Mount Vernon will take on Union. And then in volleyball today, and Union got the upper hand.
Now, if Malachi Wilson can catch his breath, he's got to come back out and kick this off, Scott.
He will kick it away from left to right. And dropping back for Pella. Thomas on the far side and Warner on the near side. Warner, the junior, 6'2", 215 pounds. Thomas, a sophomore. There's the approach, and Wilson with the kick, end over end. And a line driver taking a two-yard line. Cutting right, Kent. 15, flipping down, and a knee touching in about the 19-yard line. Tough break right there for Pella. As returning that ball was Gabe Thomas. Recheck that was Sam Warner. And he marked down at the 19-yard line. And we've seen flips by both teams so far here on the Mondo Tour.
And fortunately for Xavier, Malachi Wilson, who was having run-ins with that turf monster, right away in the first couple of drives has had no problems, especially on that long jaunt for the touchdown.
First down for Nick Finian Company. On the way, shotgun from the right hash mark. Shotgun snap. He dropped that up the screen, caught 15-yard line. This is Van White, and hit and brought down at the 25-yard line. And brought down at about the 26, maybe the 27. That was not Van White. Actually, that was Warner coming out of the backfield.
When you just knew that something like that was going to be coming on that little screen, the way that the Xavier defenders are starting to crash hard now, trying to get in that backfield and disrupt Kenny.
Yeah, Daniel Kinstring, he's a veteran coach with a couple of state championships in his back pocket. 20th year at Pella. He has 16th appearance in the playoffs. Second down and two off the fake. Kenny, big hole right side. He touches back to the 40. Out of the 30-yard line.
No flag on the play. The last play that Malachi Wilson ran, Lightning just came out of the bottle and struck, leaving all of the Saints defenders kind of on their heels.
73-yard run off a great fake. That was impressive. But then he just busted tackles. He busted about three Xavier tackles in the last 30 yards.
And the last guy that could have gotten him, actually, in an attempt to turn around and run the other direction, got twisted up and fell down.
So what was a defensive struggle, all of a sudden, just turned into a track meet in the last couple of minutes. Minamata trying to tie it up here for Pella. Spot will be in the 10 and 4th on the extra point. And the kick is on its way, and it is good. We are tied. Pella 14 and Xavier 14. We'll take another 30-second timeout and come back with a kickoff from the Indiana. Right after this, if you're listening to the semifinal high school football right here on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Thanks to all our great sponsors for bringing you high school football here on KGYM. Back tomorrow night, as we mentioned, for Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Iowa City West. The Warriors and the Trojans. Somebody's going to go to the state championship. In a while, Iowa City West has been there. It's a tournament day after that.
But the Kentucky Valley Conference is going to be represented against somebody from the West.
No conferences anymore. Well, we're going to count. CIML versus NBC. Eat them up. We'll be kicking it away. And it'll be Malachi Wilson and Josh Kirby to drop back for Xavier. Quinn Stacey's at about 7 yard line. 14-14 game, still 5 minutes. Standing here in the second quarter. Beat him a kick. Time a short. They're going to keep it away from Wilson. Kirky at the 10 yard line. Takes the end around. He'll keep it. Coming to the right 15. Got a block and then flat as he crosses the 20 and gets out to about the 23 yard line. Special teams tackle by Isaiah Coulter. 195 pound senior right there at about the 23 yard line. It'll be a 13-yard return. And we've seen one big play by Xavier, followed by one big play by Pella over the last minute.
Somewhere in the first two plays here, I promise you, Dwayne Schulte is going to call an ISO again.
Might be right here. One step back, Rodriguez. They're going to go spread with trip to the left. This is usually when they like to give it on the trap, and there it is. Rodriguez tries to run over and throw that play. And brought down at about the 37-yard line as he was upended there for Pella. It was made by Ryan Gustafson.
It's so easy to forget when you've got the blocker at fullback that Rodriguez is, that he can also poke that big kid, too. And that's a great call by Dwayne Schulte to keep the linebacking blue honest.
Pella's an unusual defensive alignment here. Kind of an off-kilter 4-3. Now they fix it up a little bit. High formation this time, and a quick pass on the out caught by Clint Schulte. It dropped down, penalty flag down, the ball might have come through. I think Xavier got it. And the penalty's about, I fear to say they might have an illegal block.
I'm not even completely sure, Scott, that if you went back and looked at the replay, it was a catch.
They had been a backward pass.
I think the pass is forward. What we're waiting here is a luxury that we don't usually get.
We're going to block in the back against Xavier. Key penalties have really hurt the Saints.
On the last couple of drives, the Saints really have inopportune flags that have been on the ground. Wayne Dolphy right now looking out on the field and not very happy with the execution that he's seeing from his offense.
First and 20. Back at the 27-yard line. Trips to the right side, one set back, and they're going to run the option, hand off on the dive to Rodriguez, who dive option, gets a couple to the 28-yard line, brought down there by Jake Kierma. Two carries, 16 yards now for Eric Rodriguez. No under 4 minutes time remaining in the first half. 14-14 game, but Uncle Mo right now wearing a white shirt for Pella. And on the play clock as Xavier breaks the huddle. It's a second and long. Eye formation. And now we're going to get a Xavier timeout. The play clock is down to about 3. And I think Brad Stovey is invited to Wayne Stovey. Brad Stovey is he's football controlling out there.
That's a good timeout by Xavier as they either saw something they didn't like or they were afraid that play wasn't going to get off.
So it'll be a Xavier timeout here with 3:39 to play here in the first half. Tied at 14 in case you joined us late. Xavier scored on the very first drive of the ball game as it was Bryce Schulte taking it 3 yards out to cap off a beautiful 66-yard drive that took 5 minutes and 9 seconds. Pelop then tied it up on a city to Pringle pass. 16 yards out, just kind of a jump ball in the end zone, and that made it 7-7. And then the two big plays, Malachi Wilson busting loose, Wilson going 72 yards for the touchdown, and then less than a minute later, Finney on a 73-yard run, breaking several tackles along the way. That's where we are, tied at 14. As Xavier will break the huddle here. Might not have been a bad timeout, too. Just to catch everybody up and get everybody focused again.
Dwayne Schulte talking very calmly with his office, and in particular, his little son, Bryce Schulte, the quarterback, during that timeout. I'm going to ask Bryce what he's doing out there.
Well, it'll be second down after the timeout. Second down, almost 19. Schulte, shotgun snap, rolling to the right side. Throws the out and bobbled and incomplete. Dwayne Schulte on the bobble. And it'll be third down and long coming up.
The quarterback, Nick Finney, right there on the defense. That ball just thrown a little too far out of bounds. And bobbled, you're right, as they went down here. This is a luxury we don't get until we get to the Dome, to be able to see replays on the Jumbotron.
Probably would have got about half the yardage for the first half, Matt. 4:33 to play first half, and we're tied at 14. Kostowski and Schulte to the right side, one or two to the left. Out of the eye, and on the draw, and off to Wilson, tripped up the right man. There's a special play, Julian Beerson again, nice through. It's a fella timeout. Here with 3:23 to play,
right, they want to get that ball back and have as much time as they possibly can, and that's a good time out there called by Jay McKinstry, the veteran with the two state titles under his belt from the last two 3A championships.
Saving about 40 seconds perhaps. We'll take a look at what happened throughout the day here at halftime. In fact, we'll take a look at the other games here from the Unidome and Cedar Falls.
Suffice to say that the 3A game that preceded this, night and day different from the one that we're calling right now, and I don't say that in any way other than very prolific offenses here in this game and very, very tight cards to the chest, running oriented from Glenwood and from their opponent, Webster City.
Webster City and Hall of Fame coach Bob Howard running the single wing effectively up there with the center back. Jasper to punt and dropping back for Pella to receive the punt as Gabe Thomas at about the 40-yard line. He about got the last one. We'll see if they come to this one. Snap back, got it away, and a very high and a beautiful hit. Thomas back to the 35. Bubble Richter also picked it up. Turns it up with the numbers to the 40. 45, and that's in the field. Well done. You see a bobble. Everybody runs by and get it in the
third. That's exactly what happened. The ball just came down through his elbows, dropped at his feet, and the Xavier men, the gunners that were coming downfield, converged on it, but then they kind of ran past it once they saw the ball on the ground.
43-yard punt, but a 15-yard return, and 3:12 to play from great field position at the 50-yard line. And Pella scoring on their last particular drive out of the shotgun. Off the fake, Finney will try the right side, got nothing. Stacked up there by Johnson for the Saints, and also coming in there for Xavier was Devin Lansing.
It's that same play that he just ran that 74-yard touchdown, the read option keep. They're going right back to it.
Under three to play, first half, 5-14. Second down and 11 off the lot. Luther House coming to the left side, Curtis Ware to the left side, along with Drew Pringle. And White all by his lonesome on the right side. Shotgun, back to throw Finney, looking left all the way. Pump fake, throws short, and a diving catch made, and yes, Holzer House got it. at the 41-yard line. Going to be about a yard short, maybe a half yard short of the first down, though.
Great readjustment by Holterhouse, the receiver there, as he came back to the ball on a knee and actually caught it with both elbows on the turf.
Are they really going to bring the stains in to measure this?
Well, this isn't even close.
No, it's
they're going to have to bring it all the way across to the far side.
It's a half a yard short. But they will. So, it's going to be short. Trust us, folks.
The only thing we know is that the lines in the unit dome on San Sheriff Field are straight.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the line. It's going to be about a half a yard short. They'll stretch them and then get it. Still going to be third down, though, and very short. I imagine if Finney lines up under center, you know it's going to be a quarterback sneak. 14-14 game, 2:16 to play, first half. And we'll put it just outside the 40-yard line. And Xavier, Mac Berry, still out of the football game. Third down and short. I'm going to look at the shotgun. One set back, and that is Warner. And the direct pass coming to Pinsky. Got the first down. To the right side. It got close to the 35. He's giving the 35.
And that's the end ends for the first time tonight that I remember seeing in the offensive line. But generous line split there allows that to really be a tough guy play to defend.
2 minutes remaining here in half number one. 14-14. Winner moves on to the state final next Thursday night. Pringle, Ware, and Holterhouse on the right side. They like to put Dan White all by his lonesome to the left. And that's where he is right now. Off the fake. Sending the throw. Rolling right. Throws on the run. Pass it. And almost caught off the deflection, but incomplete. Ware almost got it. The intended receiver that time was Holterhouse on the out. That breaks up a five completion streak there for Nick Finney.
A little quicker passing attack here now being employed by Pella. The straight drop back passing and swinging it downfield, more underneath secondary routes now.
Second and 10, ball middle of the field, just outside the 35. Will Dutch need the 25-yard line of Xavier. Here comes the blitz. Finney trying to throw the screen. Fake. Now it's going to throw deep. Has a man out there. Caught at the 5-yard line. Van White. The little stop and go. And they're going to mark him down at about the 2-yard line.
Busted coverage down there. And both of the Schulte brothers kind of looking at each other like, I thought that was your guy. All seemed to take forever to come down. But before both the Schultes could get down there, all the receiver had to do was turn his back completely to the end zone and wait to cradle it in.
First and goal of Dutch at the 2-yard line of Xavier. Just a great adjustment there by a terrific receiver and a very good athlete. First and goal, clock running, minute 20 to play, still 8 on the play clock. Receiver out to the right, Van White out to the left side this time. Down to 2, down to 1. They get it off. Finney off the right side. He'll walk in. Finney goes in from 2. And the first lead of the night is up. That was pretty simple.
So, again, very generous line split down there. And Finney, with his athleticism and his vision, it's very easy for him to read and find a little crease that would allow him to get the short yardage.
So, Xavier behind for the first time tonight. As Finney takes it in, Meadham on a try to tack on the extra point. Still a minute 8 to play and 2 timeouts remaining for Xavier. Still time to get back into it here. Extra point try on the way, and it's up, and it is 6. And it's 21 to 14. Three straight times, though.
That's a very disturbing trend, Scott. 3 possessions in a row for the Pella Dutch field, 3 touchdowns. In each case, I take that back. The first two
they had to drive the length of the field. But on that particular one, they had the ball at midfield. So Xavier is going to have to find a way to stiffen up this pass defense right now, because Jay McKinstry and his receiving corps, along with quarterback Finney, really pretty much having their way right now with Xavier secondary.
Couple sacks so far in the game by the Xavier defensive line. And early on in this game, the first quarter, Pella was living on third and long, and they're not doing that anymore. When they do have a third down, it's been third down and short.
And the ratio of run to pass for Pella is just going to be crazy. That's bad in the second half here, as Xavier has hardly even had to defend the run. But then go figure, on the one read option that Finney keeps, that goes the length of the field for the touchdown. So that's going to skew that rushing stat just a little bit.
They need him up. They kick it away from right to left. 68 seconds to play here in the first half. They're going to get it to Wilson this time at the 9-yard line. Got the 15. Trying to get to the right side. Chasing right now from the other line. Good special teams play. And coming up with a stop is the 54. We don't have a 54 on our rush. And it'll be first and 10, dangerous 19. Knowing Dwayne Schulte, I don't think he's going to be a riverboat gambler right here.
Well, a lot of people would go for the home run ball here and try and make something happen, and that has actually been something that's worked for Xavier this year, but I got to agree, right now, Dwayne Schulte, I think, just wants to get into halftime and make a few adjustments.
High formation, they'll turn and hand it off to Wilson, start up the middle, and down right at the line of scrimmage. And coming up to make the play there for Pella again, 54. Ian Poole wearing 58 is going to get credit for the tackle that time. And I wonder if one of the Ducks changed the jersey there. We'll have to take a look at that. Second down could be the final play here of the first half. Wilson goes for zero. He'll try it again, left side this time. Bust through, 25 to the 30-yard line. Gets the move on, coming this side for him. To the Pella 40-yard line, and hugged down the bound. 2 seconds left.
Right back to ISO. That's the play that he took for the touchdown a couple of possessions ago. Why not go back to that?
That's going to be a run of 40 yards from Malachi Wilson.
And again, just a tremendous block from the fullback, Rodriguez. And just as the last touchdown run for Malachi Wilson, he stopped, came back, cut back against the grain, and caught the secondary, kind of napping and flat-footed for Pella.
19 seconds, 2 timeouts. Xavier down 7. Still 10 on the play clock, and Wilson with tripped out to the right side. Rodriguez stays in the backfield. Schulte, the throw, going to throw the slant, juggle top, the count to 30, 25, and thrown ahead, down to about the 23-yard line. We'll see Xavier take the timeout, 13 seconds, and no indication as of yet, now they will get a Xavier timeout.
Getting down inside field goal range here in case take a couple of shots maybe to the end zone, and then if you can't, you still got a timeout left to try and kick that field goal, but only one timeout left for Xavier.
Julian Beersen on the tackle there for the little Dutch. And Xavier now with 13 seconds and one timeout. Well, you go for one trip to the end zone here, maybe try to get Malachi Wilson.
I think you've got to go for the end zone, and then if it's an incompletion, still can come in and kick that field goal. If you really want to get greedy, go out of bounds, try and get down even a little closer, maybe more of a chip shot. But I've got a feeling that Bryce Schulte is going to fling it up, and he's going to go down there into the end zone, almost on a little mini Hail Mary, if you will.
Shane Scott, the kicker for Xavier. He's made a few field goals this year. Probably going to need about 5 more yards at least. You can use the middle of the field. You still have a timeout. They'll flood the left side with trips, the strong side. Blitz coming. Schulte, puff face, looking that way. Rolling out of the pocket. Going to throw to the left side of the end zone for Bukowski, and it's incomplete. 6 seconds left here in the first half. That play took half the time.
A little bit of breakdown there on the
scheme behind how that play was going to be run. The primary receiver did not develop at all. So Bryce Schulte had to completely turn around and come back to the opposite side of the field. And by the time he saw that the play wasn't going to be there, he said to chuck it out of bounds.
41-yard field goal attempt from here, but they are going to not bring out Scott. I'm going to keep the offense in there. Burns tight end left side. Bukowski going to the slot right. Prince Schulte to the left side. It was the same two. Schulte with the throw. I'm going to throw the quick out. Caught Bukowski and out of bounds quickly. Put 3 seconds left. That's about 17. He got 6-4. Now he's going to send it. That's a good strategy right there by Dwayne Schulte.
Not the easiest out pattern to catch either for Nolan Bukowski. He had to completely turn around before he got that ball and cradled it safely up.
Going to be a field goal attempt of 33 yards by Shane Scott, the 5'11 senior. See if Pella uses the timeout that they're going to. They're going to try to ice him here with 3 seconds left. And Pella will talk it over.
Well, that's a good play, and I think if they so choose, they can come back out and do it one more time.
Absolutely. Good call, one more. You can call one more.
Will be attempted, however, from the right hash mark, too. Keep that in mind.
Xavier trailing 21-14, 3 seconds to play here in the half. And Xavier will try to get a little bit of momentum. Remember, Cullen's going to get the ball first for the second half, John. So this is a huge play right here.
And I'm almost positive that you're going to see Jay McKinstry let everything line up and almost let the snap go. But he's going to call another timeout to try and double ice the kicker here.
Shane Scott will kick it out of the hole to Nolan Bukowski. So far, no indication for a timeout from the Pella sideline. From the right hash mark, it'll be a 33-yard attempt. Good snap, play down, kick on its way, plenty of distance, and it evenly. How about that? Thank you, Malachi Wilson and Shane Scott.
That was a perfect kick right through the dead center of the upright. Good way to carry some momentum into halftime.
Absolutely. So, Zaynier gets back within 4, 21-17 here at halftime with Pella on top. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout and come back and have halftime for you here from the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. And stay with us, more to come after this. You're listening to High School Semifinal Football presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
The season of lights is here, and if some of yours are old, tangled up, and not working, here's a bright idea. Go to the Home Depot and save 20% on LED light strings. Find a few replacements for old strands, or go all new, all bright, all beautiful, all shapes, sizes, and colors, 20% off. Shine on and get 20% off LED light strings. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through November 16th. Exclusions apply at HomeDepot.com. Limit 5 per customer.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time for holiday entertaining. So roast the turkey with a Food Network roaster for $39.99. Make the cookies in a KitchenAid artisan stand mixer, $349.99, plus get a $50 mail-in rebate. And set the table with Fiestaware. A 5-piece place setting is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash. So you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Offer valid 11/9 through 11/17. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Stage.com brings what's happening within reach, like the latest styles by Calvin Klein, Jessica Simpson, Adidas, Skechers, Carter's, and more at prices that will wow your wallet. And amazing beauty finds from Estee Lauder and Clinique. Plus, our mobile app and incredible sales give you even more ways to save. There's always something new at Stage.com. Value at your fingertips. Style delivered right to your door.
Style inspired by you.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Back here at the Unidome. Halftime score, number one, Pella, 21, number two, Cedar Rapids, Xavier, 17. Scott Udash, John Hegarty back with you, as we will give you the halftime statistics coming up here in just a moment. Then we're going to send it back to Jeff Downing back at our CHUIM studios, and he will give you the volleyball scores and the scores from earlier on today around high school football. And nothing wrong with the Xavier offense through the first half of this football game. A little bit too much Nick Finney in that passing game as they got going in that second stanza for the Pella Little Dutch. And that gave Pella three scores in a row in this football game. And we'll give you the stat rundown coming up here in just a moment. First half numbers, unofficially, at the break, 252 total yards for Cedar Rapids Xavier, the 226 for Pella. For Xavier, 215 on the ground. Malachi Wilson with a terrific first half, 15 carries, 174 yards, and a touchdown for the All-Stater. So Wilson now nearing the 2,000-yard mark here on the year, came in with 1,805 yards, so he was just 21 yards from 2,000. Bryce Schulte, 5 carries, 25 yards. Eric Rodriguez carried it twice for 16 yards. Bryce Schulte, 7 of 13 tonight in the passing game for 37 yards. 4 grabs for Malachi Wilson for 15 yards. Mikowski, 2 carries, 2 grabs for 24. Schulte with 1 catch for minus 2. 10 first downs in the first half for Xavier. 3 penalties, and they've been big. They've thwarted drive, 25 yards, and Xavier with 2 sacks so far in the ballgame. Pella, 226 total yards, 153 through the air. Nick Finney, 9 of 15, 153 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Holter House has caught 4 so far in the ballgame for 74 yards. And White has caught 2 for 55. Warner with 2 catches for 8. And Pringle, a touchdown grab from 16 yards out for the Dutch. Finney with 8 carries, 73 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Warner's carried it twice for 0. 8 first downs for Pella. 1 penalty for 15 yards, and they have the game's only turnover. Third down conversion, Xavier 1 out of 5 so far. Pella's 3 out of 5. Xavier 1 for 1 on fourth down tries. And Xavier with the time of possession advantage, 13 minutes, 55 seconds to 10 minutes and 5 seconds for Pella. Xavier scored first on a Schulte 3-yard run. Bryce took it in, made it 7-0 after the Scott extra point. And then Pella came back with 3 straight drives that scored. Finney to Pringle from 16 yards out, made it 7-7. Malachi Wilson on the next drive. 1 carry, 1 play, 72-yard scamper for the score. That made it 14-7. Finney then, with his own big play from 73 yards out, broke several tackles and made it 14-14. And then 21-14 on a Finney 2-yard run for Pella. Then at the buzzer of the first half, James got a 33-yard field goal to make it 21-17. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. Jeff Downey's going to have scores for you back in our studio. We'll come back in just a few minutes to the Unidome with second half action. Our halftime score, Pella 21, Cedar Rapids Xavier 17. And we will come back to the Unidome after this here on Fuji One.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier volleyball season came to an end in the semifinal round of the Class 4A state tournament with a 3-0 loss to number 2 Dubuque Wallert on Thursday afternoon. The 6th-rated Saints end their season with a record of 32-10. Wallert goes on to meet Pella for the 4A state title on Friday. The Saints, meanwhile, enjoyed one of the greatest, if not the greatest, season in school history. Congratulations to Coach Filer and the Xavier volleyball team. The Xavier girls basketball team, as well as the boys and girls bowling teams, opened practice on Monday for their respective seasons. The boys basketball and wrestling teams will follow suit the following Monday.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids. KGYM, Eastern Iowa Sports Center.
Jeff Downing here in the studios tonight, and let's look at some scores that took place today. First of all, the girls' state high school volleyball tournaments at the U.S. Cellular Center here in Cedar Rapids, the semifinals all day today. First of all, Class 5A saw top-ranked Cedar Falls. They defeated Ankeny 3-0. Ankeny Centennial defeated West Des Moines Valley 3-2. So the finals for Class 5A tomorrow, Cedar Falls and Centennial. That match will start at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Class 4A today, Pella got by Bishop Heelan 3-2, and Dubuque Wallert shut out Cedar Rapids Xavier 3-0. So the finals for Class 4A tomorrow, Pella will face Dubuque Wallert, and that match will begin at 12:15 again for Class 4A. On to Class 3A in high school volleyball at the state tournament. Union defeated Mount Vernon 3-1, and Dyke New Hartford over Kemper Catholic 3-0. So Union will face Dyke New Hartford. Again, that'll be tomorrow, Class 3A, and that match will begin at 2:30 again tomorrow afternoon. Let's move on to Class 2A that took place earlier today. Class 2A. Western Christian defeated Council Bluffs St. Albert 3-0, and also Unity Christian. They were shut out by Waterloo Columbus Catholic 3-0. So the finals for Class 2A state volleyball tomorrow will be Waterloo Columbus Catholic against Western Christian, and the Class 2A matchup begins at 4:45. And Class 1A at the Girls State High School Volleyball Tournament today at the U.S. Cellular Center here in town, here in Cedar Rapids, Janesville defeated Holy Trinity Catholic 3-0, and Hudson over Springville 3-1. And the championship match for Class 1A state volleyball tomorrow at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Janesville will face Hudson. Let's look at the semifinals for high school football taking place at the Dome up in Cedar Falls. Again, the game you're hearing right here on KGYM. Pella leads Cedar Rapids Xavier at halftime 21-17 in Class 3A. Also today in Class 3A, a low score, Webster City defeated Glenwood. Final score 6-3. So Webster City waits for the winner of Pella and Xavier for next week's championship game in Class 3A. Also earlier today, eight-player Harris Lake Park defeated Fremont Mills 35-21. And Don Bosco shut down Midland. Midland was missing a couple of their key players, and Don Bosco took advantage. Almost an embarrassing game, 72-0, as Don Bosco pretty much just took over through the whole game. So they move into the championship game against Harris Lake Park in the eight-player matchup next Thursday. Moving on to Class A, that's coming up tomorrow. Gladbrook Rhinebeck will face St. Ansgar at 10:06 in the morning, followed by Bishop Garrigan. They will face St. Albert Council Bluffs at 1:06 tomorrow afternoon. Class 4A tomorrow night, Ankeny Centennial will face Dallin Catholic. That's actually an afternoon game at 4:06. And then tomorrow night, back here on KGYM, 1600 AM, Cedar Rapids, Washington, will face Iowa City West. Game time at 7:06. And Wash comes in with a record of 10-1. West is 9-2. We'll have coverage beginning at about 6:45. On the weekend on Saturday, Class 1A, Denver will face Iowa Cedar Regina. That matchup also at 10:06. Saturday morning, we'll have the game right here on 106.3 KGYM on the South Gym. Also, Class 1A on Saturday, Van Meter will face Western Christian at 1:06. And then Class 2A is Saturday afternoon and nighttime. Boyden Hall Rock Valley will face Dyke New Hartford at 4:06. And Class 2A semifinals, the final game for the week, Mount Vernon will face Union LaPorte City. And the Mustangs at 9-2, Union at 10-1. That game at 7:06. Again, you can hear that game right here on KGYM. Again, Saturday night, coverage beginning at about 6:45. 10:03, once again, our halftime score right here on KGYM. Pella leads Xavier 21-17 at halftime. Let's go ahead and take another break. We'll check back in with the guys back up in Cedar Falls at the Dome. Stay with us. You're listening to high school football, the semifinals here on the Gym, 1600 KGYM.
Hear that? That's the sound of you creating your own destiny. While others are waiting in line for brunch, you're spending Saturday in the garage. Because you went to AdvanceAutoParts.com, ordered a platinum battery with a 3-year replacement warranty, and picked it up in-store just 30 minutes later. Now, installing a battery isn't an all-day job, but what the brunch crowd doesn't know won't hurt it. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to learn more.
Gary? Why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm gonna kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
After a terrific quarterfinal win, Iowa City Regina looks to take the next step to their seventh state title this Saturday morning on KGYM. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle this Saturday morning at 9:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM for the 1A semifinal between number 1 Iowa City Regina and number 4 Denver. The Regals are back to the dome once again and will take on an unbeaten Cyclone team with lots of firepower. That's Class 1A semifinal football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 1 Iowa City Regina and number 4 Denver. Saturday morning at 9:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM. The Mount Vernon Mustangs will look for a return trip to the 2A state title game this Saturday night at KGYM. This is Scott Udash. Join John Hegarty and me this Saturday night at 6:30 as number 3 Mount Vernon takes on number 4 Union in a 2A semifinal. The Mustangs and Knights both feature high-powered offenses that can throw lots of points on the board, so it should be a fun one from the dome. That's Class 2A semifinal football presented by First Federal Credit Union, number 3 Mount Vernon and number 4 Union, Saturday night at 6:30 on KGYM Sports.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Thanks to Jeff Downing for the scoreboard updates, and big thanks to everybody for helping make the scoreboard show a big success this past year. A lot of great compliments on it. A lot of people listening to it on the way home on football Friday night around Eastern Iowa. Xavier trailing here at the half, 21-17. Pella will get the ball first here in quarter number 3. We're just past the top of the hour, 10 o'clock. Unfortunately, John, our long games this year, we are used to past 10 o'clock games, so we're A-OK.
That's right.
Well, what Xavier got to do defensively? Got to make some adjustments. It's not like the defensive coverage has been bad, but they got to do a few things anyway.
Can their corners roll about 5 inches? I don't know if that's going to be possible before the end of this game, but this has been, from Pella's standpoint, Scott, this has been a game of basketball more than it has football. They're not running the ball down Xavier's throat. They're just getting separation on the defensive backs and using their athleticism and their height. And I don't know if there's a whole lot you can do about that. What you can do, however, is you can try and get some pressure that you didn't get on the quarterback first half. And that is what I know Jim O'Connell was talking about. Let's go over to offense for a second, too, Scott. They've got to find a way to sustain the drive without shooting themselves in the foot with penalties.
A couple of drives were thwarted by penalties. Malachi Wilson will get set to kick it away. Thomas and Warner back. Thomas near side, Warner far side about the 2-yard line. Here's the approach and the kick by Wilson. Line drive down to the 5-yard line. This is Thomas, angling left, 10, 15, gets to the 20, lowers his shoulder, crosses his 25, and gets out to about the 27-yard line. He'll get 22 on the return. First and 10 for Nick Finney and company, as Pella will have it at the 27-yard line. Nick Finney, the quarterback, and he's been outstanding as advertised. 73 yards in the ground, 153 through the air. In fact, John, he has had a hand in all 226 yards for the Pella offense.
That's been the way it's been all year long, because they've been a double-headed monster with him either running or passing the ball. And with those 6'5 and 6'3 receivers out there, that's tough to handle.
First and 10, Pella. Out of the shotgun, one step back, off the fake, under pressure, Finney lobs the right side, catch me, goes to receiver at about the 32-yard line. That's Holterhouse.
going to pick up about five. And Turkey has ported him out of bounds. Maybe got that touch that time.
Difference this time from first half is pressure was coming from up the middle, Scott, not from the outside. So a little strategic adjustment by Jim O'Connell during halftime.
Pringle, Ware, Holterhouse, and Van Wyk, the receiving core, and a good one for the Little Dutch. Second down and five for Pella. One setback, Finney. He'll run the read option. He'll take himself off the left side, try to cut it back, and drop down at the line of scrimmage. Johnson was there. Lemke was there. They should join us late. Zach Barish went out in the first half down. He is not back into the ballgame yet.
Unfortunately, that ankle injury where he twisted and kind of turned coming down off of a potential sack must have been a little bit more than we anticipated.
Third down, long five for Pelham. Big defensive stand opportunity here for the Saints. Van Wyk up top to the left, trip receivers to the right side. Benny in the shotgun. Xavier's doing blitz. Here they come. Benny has time. Throws the left side, and it's almost intercepted. Here comes the dirt incomplete. Josh Durkee with a great break on the ball over there along the far sideline against Van Wyk.
Much better coverage this particular drive by Durkee out there on the island alone than he had in the first half. He was showing them way too much respect and giving too big of a cushion in the first and second quarter, Scott. He's brought that down here now in the second half.
First three and out for either team of the ball tonight. So it'll be Thomas to stay in the punt. Malachi Wilson and Durkee going to drop at about the 35-yard line. Pelham with nine on the play clock. Short one man. They'll bring him in. Kind of an unbalanced line to the left. High snap brought down. Rugby-style kick. A tail wagger and a good one. Wilson over the shoulder catch at the 30-yard line. A little stop and go to the touch to the left. And the crowd. Good special team play by Lucas Warner.
The ball was set up for the Xavier sideline, and a good catch on that. It was a tough kick to field there by Malachi Wilson. He saw the ball set up over on his left-hand side, but he hesitated for just a second. If he hadn't had that quick hesitation, he would have run right behind that wall down the Xavier sideline.
How many times have we seen that throughout the years, that convoy coming down the Xavier sideline? First and 10 for Bryce Schulte and company. Eric Rodriguez, the fullback in front of Malachi Wilson with 174-yard first half. Hand off, Wilson off tackle right side, bumps it into the outside. To the 30-yard line, to the 35, and close to a first down. Little slim move at the end brought down by Warner. And let's see if we give him enough for the first down here. Going to take a look at it, and they will signal first down Xavier.
That was all Malachi Wilson, as there was nothing in the blocking lane there. So he bounced it to the outside like Craig Jelinek likes his back to do, going back to the old Prairie Hawk days. And Malachi did a nice job of getting that right down the fellow sideline.
Glenn Schulte, Nolan Bukowski to the right side. Burns tied in. To the right, they're going to run a little option. Schulte on the keeper. Good tackle. Turns it up 45. Dragon little gut. Close to a first down. Going to be about a yard short to the 47-yard line.
Oh, I love that option. And Bryce Schulte runs it to perfection. He puts a head and shoulder fake on the defense that makes it impossible to tell if he's pitching that ball or not.
Well, you can see how much respect they give to Malachi Wilson. They had a spy on him. And that's why Schulte kept it. Great ball control. Second down in a yard. As Xavier will have it. Just shy of Pella territory. Going right to left for the south goal here in quarter number three. They'll run the option again. Schulte in the face. He's got running room. Down at the Pella 37-yard line. And a touchdown-saving tackle made by Nick Finney.
Boy, as good as the option responsibilities were on that last play for Pella, here they just completely left Schulte alone. There was nobody for him to even read. It was an easy decision to just head first down and run that ball straight down the field.
Gain of 16 for Bryce Schulte. 50 yards now on seven carries for the senior caller. First and 10, just inside the left hash mark at the 37 of Pella. Three-man front, handoff, second back through. Wilson cutting to the right, ripped up as he had an opening. Julian Pearson
the last white shirt between Wilson and the corner.
And he's going to get difference by here, Scott. The offensive line for Xavier is firing off against low and hard. They've got that great angle to their block. Pad level staying low, and their feet are moving again.
8:50 to play third quarter. Xavier down four, but moving at the Pella 32-yard line, much like their opening drive of the game. Out of the eye. They'll run that dive play. Rodriguez plays.
That is one of the quickest hitting guys you will ever see. Rodriguez lined up literally right behind the quarterback, Bryce Schulte, under center there. And then again, a good job of cutting back against the grain. And it was run down from the far side with all that. Save that touchdown for Pella.
30-yard run. Xavier knocking on the door. First down and goal just outside the 2-yard line. Wilson out of the backfield, slot to the left side. Rodriguez with 5 of the play clock. We're going the right hip of the quarterback. Schulte will get it. Follows Rodriguez. Out on the right side. Dives for the goal line. Did he get it? Touchdown Xavier. Officially a 2-yard run for Bryce Schulte, and he makes out on top.
It's exactly what you tell your team coming out of halftime, Scott, when you've got to kick off. We got to stop the offense, both three and out, get the ball back in our hands, and then drive down the field and put a touchdown on the board. Bryce Schulte could not have drawn this part of the second half up any better if he tried.
70-yard drive, 2 minutes and 48 seconds for the Saints. And it's now 23-21. Shane Scott, a big extra point right here. Bukowski on the hole, and the kick on its way, and it is good. Not the prettiest, but it'll count. And Uncle Mo with the navy blue jersey back on here as the Saints retake the lead at the 8-0-4 mark. Boy, if you can dial up the defense to Jim O'Connell, we'll let more time here. Force the punt, get it back, let the offense go to work.
As you may have heard, the Xavier fans right in front of us here on the home side, very appreciative as their special teams unit on that PAT came off here. So, yeah, they've got the momentum in their favor right now. Defense for Jim O'Connell's got to come back out and find a way to stuff them again. Now, here's what's going to happen. They're going to start going back to that passing game, and they're going to start looking for some long balls again. That's what got the momentum rolling for Pella earlier in this game, was exploiting that height advantage they've got and sending their 2.65s and their 6.3 deep, and they're just playing jump ball out there. I'm going to promise you, that's what Jamie Chancery is coming back to on this drive.
Winner gets Webster City coming up next Thursday night, a week from tonight, in the late game at 7 o'clock. Xavier with a 24-21 lead. Saints 11-0. Pella 11-0. Dropping back for the Dutch will be Gabe Thomas and Sam Warner. Thomas on the near side. And Malachi Wilson to kick it away. Here is the kick. Line drive returnable. Thomas at the 8 with a run. 10, 15 to the 20-yard line. 25, tripped up at the 30, still on his feet. About the 37-yard line. 29 yards on the return. Tried to go for a deep kick, but there wasn't much hang time on that thing.
Boy, that ball was kicked maybe only about 10 feet off of the ground. Malachi Wilson trying as hard as he could to get it into the end zone, but kicked it right to the upback.
Nick Finney coming back out of quarterback for the Dutch of Pella from the 37-yard line, right hash mark. 7:57 to play in the third. 24-21 lead for Cedar Rapids Xavier. Where Wolterhouse to the left, Clinton to the right side this time. One step back is Warner running the read option. Finney takes, keeps it, comes right. Back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. As coming up with the stop, linebacker Sam Myers there, plugging that gap for Xavier. I'm actually going to say he lost the job with second and 11.
With the exception of the 174-yard run tonight, Xavier's defense has really kept the rushing attack for Pella in check.
Austin's 1 second and 11. 7:25 to play here in the third. Osterhaus and Van Wyk have been the two big play guys. Down to two on the play clock. Down to one. Just got it off. Spinning the throw. Looking left the whole way. Going to throw deep left. Got Osterhaus out there. Makes the grab. Great protection and a 64-yard touchdown pass. Another big play.
Oh, we knew it was coming. We just told you exactly what they were going to do. Jalen Hensley is finally close. He knows where the weakness right now for Xavier's defense is. And on that particular play, it's just another great pitch and catch. And then a diving tackle attempt by Bryce Schulte there. Unable to get that even pushed out of bounds. And, you know, they're going to keep going back to this all night long as they can get it.
The yo-yo out again. And Pella retakes the lead at 27-24. This thing has been an instant classic so far. A one-minute drive by the Little Dutch. Enema to try the extra point. Out of the hole to Drew Pringle. Good snap, place down, kick on the way, a line driver. Good. Okay, time out. 28-4. Pella on top. 7:04 to play here. Quarter number three. We will take a 30-second timeout and come back to the Unidome after this. If you're listening, let's take semifinal football presented by First Federal Credit Union on the gym.
At First Federal Credit Union, keeping it simple is the key to our no-strings checking account. It's simple because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fee, and you earn 5% on the first $500 in your account. That's right, 5%. We give you free mobile and online tools. And with surcharge-free ATMs in Iowa and across the nation, we make it easy, convenient, and of course, simple for you. No-strings checking is available only at First Federal Credit Union. Check us out at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Hello, the chef. Back on top, 28-24, 7:04 to fly here in quarter number three. And Xavier will send Malachi Wilson and Josh Gerke back at about the 7-yard line. Back and forth we go. Big play after big play after big play.
It's almost more of a tennis match and a baseball game than it is football.
Is that, I think that's probably Xavier's Pella, though. Xavier wants to get the time of possession. They want to keep spinning off the field. So we'll see. Beat him with the approach. And the kick. End over end. Not a seat this time. 6-yard line, Gerke. Up the numbers, now cutting right. Cuts back in the 20-yard line. Bumps off the pile and then stood up as you just see the team of game. Joel Ryder on the stop. And that's going to be mark at about the 22-yard line, a 13-yard return there by Josh Gerke. Pella back on top. We'll see what Xavier can do here. The option worked perfectly on the last drive for the Saints.
See if they come back to that dive option, which is working well recently, or whether Dwayne Schulte takes the fullback out of it and goes speed option.
We're back to the slot right side. They'll toss it that way to Malachi Wilson. Rodriguez in front. Looking for a hole, and not much. Got about three out to the 26-yard line from Malachi. And that will give him, on the night, 192 yards. Next carry probably will put him over 2,000 for the year. Going to call it a gain of 4. Second down, a little more than 6 coming up for Xavier. 6:25 to play third quarter. Quinn Schulte going to Kowski to the left side. Runner here out to the right. Long count. Play clock down to 6. Out of the eye. Hand off. Up the middle. Wilson getting his way across the 30 to the 31. And there's his 2,000-yard season.
Looks like it's going to be marked just short of the first down. It's going to bring up third and a long yard.
Over 2,000 yards now for Malachi Wilson. He'll be the first to set at his offensive line. Third down, a yard and a half for the Saints, just across the 30-yard line. Pella with 7 in the box, 4-man front. Schulte takes a look around. He'll turn, hand it off. Rodriguez busts through, and he's got a first down.
across the 35 out to the 36-yard line. Tackle made by Joel Reiter. First down, Xavier.
In the quick hitting dive, Rodriguez is right behind Schulte under center. And this time it's into the B gap, however, as Ellen is sending that, but not following the B gap. They were going A gap.
First and 10, Saints at the 36. Ball right hash mark. They'll go tight end to the right side. Again, they'll run it out of the eye. Schulte on the counter again. Left side, Malachi Wilson tripped up. And his knee will touch after a gain of a yard at about the 38-yard line.
This is what Baker wants, though. Keep that clock moving. Keep that time of possession growing and growing, but you got to pay off.
Yeah, maybe the most important part of that whole idea is you got to keep the ball out of the hands of fella Dutch.
I'll give him two, second and eight. Upcoming, again, that offensive line for the Saints. They've done a terrific job. High, Guckenberger, Myers, Jasper, and Johnson, along with tight end Brett Burns. Wide side of the field to the left, off the fake. Schulte on the keeper up the middle. Close to a first down on the little read option for Xavier that time. And I think that Mark is going to give him the first down on a pickup of nine.
Very generous spot, but they are moving the chains. And this is exactly what Dwayne Schulte needs to do. He's been mixing up all of his formations. He's been mixing up all of his plays. He'll go into dive option, then he'll come out and go out of shotgun and go read option. This is vintage Dwayne Schulte right now, keeping the defense off balance.
He has called a terrific game tonight. Mikowski and Quinn to the left side, one receiver to the right. Wilson stays in the backfield. Off the fake, Schulte off the right side and got about a yard on the read option. Like I said, his knee touched right at the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be the case. And Keegan Poole comes up off the bottom of the pile. So,
the one aspect of Dwayne Schulte's offense, he's completely gone away from Scott. Is his little wide receiver screens to the twins and the trip side. Be surprised if he doesn't come back to that pretty soon.
3:39 to play. Here's the third. Toss sweep left side. Wilson cuts it in at the 45 and a short gain. 80 yards. As Dave Van Fleet, he was the distance number 54, John. He came up and made the
sound. Yeah, just great run pursuit here by the whole entirety of the Pella Dutch defense. Right now, they're just pinning their ears back. They know the running game of Xavier is what is coming at them, and so they're just pinning their ears back right now and filling up the lane.
Coming up on 3 minutes remaining third quarter, third and eight. They need the Pella 43-yard line. Receivers left and right. Schulte, short drop, going to throw the quick out and overshot Mikowski incomplete. Holterhaus is out there on coverage. Two basketballers going at it. Xavier gets a couple of first downs, but we're probably going to have to punt it away here in fourth and long.
Oh, they're absolutely going to have to punt it away.
Line of scrimmage will be the Xavier 49. And dropping back will be Gabe Thomas for the Little Dutch. And a big hand from the Pella fans. So now it's Pella making that key stop with the lead at 28-24. 2:56 to play here in the third. See if they come after the punter, Jasper. He'll get it away, angling to the near side. Pretty good kick. Retreating, Thomas loves it, loose, and oh, luckily Capella goes sideways and out of bounds. That's the second punt that Thomas has had a real tough time in trying to bring in.
That's right, the last one went right between his elbows. And this one kind of just dropped in front of him and then bounced out of bounds. Xavier almost downfield to pick that up after he touched it.
39-yard punt, no return. 2:48 to play in the third. And it's 28-24 Pella lead. And the Dutch will have it again at the way back in their own 12-yard line, though.
Now, while we've got an official's timeout here, Scott, let's talk a little bit about what defensive coordinator Jim O'Connell has got to be thinking as he goes out on the numbers now and talks to his defense surrounding him. Somehow they've got to bring some pressure to bear on the quarterback, Nick Finney. They can't allow him to sit back there in his pocket with his little five-step drop back and survey the field and then throw the ball up to whoever's got the greatest separation. Whether the pressure comes from inside, outside, or they dial it up from both, the Saints have got to make something happen. They can't just sit back and let him pick them apart deep.
28-24, Pella. Little Dutch led 21-17 at halftime. Each team with a score here in the second half. And for Xavier, out there right now, Max Johnson in for the injured Zach Farish. Up there on that front line, along with Jacob Hines, Lucas Miller, and Devin Lansing.
First and 10, Pella.
They get into the huddle with the 4-point lead at 28-24. Red formation, three receivers left and one to the right. Warner, the lone setback, but he's only carried it twice tonight. Here's the quarterback cross, and he starts up the middle, tries to get to the outside, and brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Very good defense there. Max Johnson was the first Xavier team to get him, and helping to mop up for Xavier also coming in. See if we can get an eyeball on that. Is Bo Van Burk of the next one.
That Bryce Schulte is not in the defensive secondary for Xavier on this series.
No, he is not. Maybe getting a little bit of a breather here.
I would think so. Remember, he has to run in from the sideline with every offensive play.
Second down and 10 on the left hat. 7 on the play clock. 2:05 to play in the big clock. Finney shotgun snap. Looking to throw. Has time. Now being pressured. Gets away. Rolling to the right side. He's loose to the 15, to the 20, down the sideline, and out of bounds, and a late flag coming in. You saw something on there, Jeff.
Well, there's an obvious hold that took forever for the back judge to come out and get that.
The entire Xavier sideline was calling for the hold. Goes out at the 31, but this is going to come back. Going to come back from the 26, 10 yards back to the 16-yard line. One fan base is happy, the other fan base.
Well, I don't know why, because that was not a hold. It was a bear hug.
Is that one of the receivers on the outside?
Yes, absolutely.
So it'll be second down. Still a pretty good gain. It's second down and 7 coming up. The long stick from about the 16-yard line. Clock stop, 1:55 to play here in the third quarter. This one has been as good as advertised so far between number one and number two. On the 16-yard line, Warner stays in the backfield. Three receivers to the left side. Blitz coming. Picked up. They need to throw. Going to throw deep right side. Going for Van White and overshot him. Schulte was out there, but there's no fly.
That was the go route with Quinn Schulte on the coverage, and he was a step behind, and at the last second, he put his arm out and tried to get a little bit of the leg of the receiver, but that was an uncatchable ball, which is why that was not thrown.
Absolutely. McLean Berger will come in for Xavier, the junior linebacker, who fits better on the pass coverage here. Third and 6. Pella 3 of 6 under downside tonight. They need the 22-yard line, 3rd and 6. Xavier showing blitz. Lemke's coming. Here they are. Spinning to throw. Left side and overshoot. Holter out incomplete. And no flag to make. Got the pressure on it.
And that is what you do when you dial up pressure and bring somebody. I think they had somebody on the inside and the outside. We'll check on the replay here. But had great inside pressure there coming from Jack Lemke. And that is why the quarterback, Penny, let go of that ball early. Even though he had a receiver open down there, he had to get rid of that ball, Scott.
Xavier's going to get excellent field position out of this. And it will be Thomas to punt it away. So Malachi Wilson and the Josh Gerke back at about midfield. High snap, brought down, no rush. Thomas gets it away. A rugby-style kick will take a foul. Corner Gerke's head again. Hell has gotten 2 or 3 of those, and it's going to roll dead at the 35-yard line.
That's what you get from a rugby-style kick that you don't from a traditional punter, is that that ball can be a line drive down there, and we've got an official's timeout.
49-yard punt, minute 31 to go here in the third, and man alive. I know the Xavier coaching staff is talking to Malachi and to Josh there,
Tough to catch those line drives, though.
And I know what Malachi and Josh are thinking, too, is the way that ball is skidding along the ground, it's not a clean bounce. And the last thing in the world that they are thinking is, do I try and pick this up and run with it and then somehow bobble it and give it away to the other team? And you know exactly that's what they're thinking. But the coaching staff and everyone else in the stands is saying, pick that ball up. That's another probably first downs again that your offense is going to have to get because you let that ball dribble on the ground.
Minute 31 to play in the third quarter, 28-24 Pella. Xavier offense has been spectacular today, over 300 yards of offense. Malachi Wilson's gone over the 2,000-yard mark for his season. As the Saints are going to break their huddle here around head coach Dwayne Schulte. And giving Bryce Schulte a little bit of a breather there on that defensive stand. So, see if he's a little energized and invigorated here.
Back in the offensive Lions court now, they've got to continue to come off the ball with a great low pad level, keep their feet moving, and drive the white shirts back.
First and 10, 35-yard line. Winner gets Webster City next week in the 3A final. Out of the eye. Hand off second back through Malachi Wilson, trying to get to the corner, trying to split defenders and drop down after a gain up to Finney was over there. And Tyson Wassener also there on the stop for the little Dutch after a gain of two. And Wilson now over 200 yards tonight. 203 yards for Malachi. Had a couple of big plays, a 41-yard run, a 72-yard run for a touchdown. Wilson alone set back. They put Rodriguez in the slot right side. They'll toss it that way. Wilson's going to stop. He's going to throw. Throw back to Bryce. Takes the catch to the 40. Puts the move on at the 45. And again, to the 50-yard line, or close to it. Finney on the stop on the 13-yard recreation.
Good second move there by Bryce Schulte. He had two guys that were not fooled coming after him, but he put a nifty little head and shoulders fake on him and then got past the first one before was brought down by the second one on the rebound.
Xavier's been setting up that play all night. 39 seconds. Give me the final play of quarter number three here. On the right, left pass. Mark Greenhole wants to know. Wilson closer. He's in the 30. He turns on the jet to the 20 and caught and brought down on the angle by Dan White at about the 16-yard line.
Right back to the ISO, and Rodriguez completely blew up the linebacker again. Malachi Wilson had an open field ahead, put the nice little cutback move on, and a rundown from the backside corner was the only thing that kept that from the end zone.
They here won't have to run a play here. We close out the third quarter in the red zone at the Pella 16-yard line. Twin receivers to the right side. Turn, handoff, Wilson. This time, hit at the 15, penalty flag down. And we'll see what this is about. Probably going to be a hold. They got the left side or the center. Xavier had two drives in the first half, John, that were thwarted by big penalty
on Dwayne Schulte. He is beside himself on the sideline. Those are the kinds of penalties, especially when you're driving down inside the red zone, that will completely bust the momentum of a drive. Dwayne keeping his cool, though. He's got his son, Bryce, over there with him, knows exactly the play he wants called, and is coming in now.
And the third quarter play clock will expire. We are through three. Buckle the seatbelts as we head to the fourth. Number one, Pella, 28. Number two, Cedar Rapids, Xavier, 24. We'll come back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to State Semifinal Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KTYN.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier volleyball season came to an end in the semifinal round of the Class 4A state tournament with a 3-0 loss to number 2 Dubuque Wallert on Thursday afternoon. The 6th-rated Saints end their season with a record of 32-10. Wallert goes on to meet Pella for the 4A state title on Friday. The Saints, meanwhile, enjoyed one of the greatest, if not the greatest, season in school history. Congratulations to Coach Filer and the Xavier volleyball team. The Xavier girls basketball team, as well as the boys and girls bowling teams, opened practice on Monday for their respective seasons. The boys basketball and wrestling teams will follow suit the following Monday.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
That's what you hear at the Unidome in Cedar Falls as we get ready to comment. Quarter number four. Give me the total yardage. 2-3 quarters coming up here. Just a moment. Xavier on the move. First is 20, though, after the holding penalty. At the tell us 20. High formation, W to throw. 3-3. Long drive, open the throw, and dumps it away, complete. And there was Malachi Wilson out there, John, and the receiver to save grounding.
Yeah, the only reason that looked like it could have possibly been intentional grounding is that Bryce was hit from behind and so wasn't able to really throw the ball with his normal throwing motion, and it almost looked a little bit more like a shot play.
And the third quarter numbers, Xavier was 399 total yards to 350 unofficially. Second and 20 from the 26-yard line. Here the Saints. All left pass, Mark Rodriguez, the long set back, trip to the right side, Shelby's going to throw. They'll throw the quick out, and lowly throw. Vince is trying to go down to the two stops to get it. And it will be third down. 7 of 16 now for Bryce Schulte tonight. For 50 yards here at the ballgame.
It was a nice little clear out pattern as the two receivers that went deep through the secondary out with them, but the ball just not thrown where Quinn Schulte could get it and run with it as well.
Just in the way, fourth quarter. Tight end Burns, Jones, left side. They'll go double tight end. Kind of an up-down for us this time. Go set formation. Schulte, the throw. Holds the pocket right. Stops, looking. Throws right. Sideline incomplete. Into the outlet. And third tonight, a Xavier drive that was moving got stopped because of a penalty.
Now, especially those holding calls, Scott, when you're inside the red zone and you get a flag for holding, it'll almost kill your drive every time.
Now, Shane Scott's coming out. He kicked a 33-yarder at the buzzer of the first half. This one's going to be considerably longer. It's going to be a 42-yard attempt out of the hold of Nolan Bukowski to try to bring Xavier within a point. Just inside the left hand mark for Scott. Good snap, placed down, kick out its way, and over in is the 20-0 win, and it is good! 44-yard field goal!
Man, that ball hung up in the air forever, Scott, and I wasn't sure it was going to get across that crossbar, but it just did.
28-27, Pella's lead is down to one.
That's why there are three aspects to this football game, Scott.
And
not just offense and defense.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. 11:38 to play here in the ballgame. 28-27 fell on top back in 30 seconds here on KGYM Sports.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
That's what you hear at the Unidome here in Cedar Falls. And a big field goal there, John. Special teams at this night for Xavier.
Those two field goals are so important. And even though Xavier finds themselves behind by 1 point, they are, in fact, behind by 1 point. And we don't want to have any conjuring of the rosary beads where we go back and relive what happened here 10 years ago on this night.
There's David Drazel when he hit him. John Morrison. This is going to be a swift kick and a roll down picked up at the 15-yard line by Thomas.
Coming to the left, turns it up to the 25 and gets to the 27-yard line. And that's where Ella will put it into play with a one-point lead. It's been a really good, hard-hitting football game. As the Dodgers will be taking one at number two. I know Alex, Gary, and Todd had a easy last Friday night, number one versus number two.
This game has been as advertised in every respect. You know, for Xavier to come down to the wire like this, new territory for them this year.
First and 10, Pell at the 27. Warner will set back in the right hip of the quarterback, Nick Finney. He'll get it from the jet sweep. It's the Coulter House trying the right side. Breaks one tackle across the 30. Down to the 32-yard line. 5-yard gain there. Coulter House has ran it before, not too many times, but a couple jet sweeps.
These 6'3 and 6'5 receivers for Ella, Scott, they don't run like they're postmen. They run like, I mean, they're multiple sport athletes.
Yep, good basketball players for that Little Dutch basketball team. Warren Holter out to the left side. The receivers, Pringle and Van White to the right side. Xavier might be bringing the blitz. Going it. Here they come. Finney back to throw. Has time. Now throws the deep middle, and it's caught.
And just too much time back there again for the quarterback for Pella to unload. He looked off two receivers before he found a breakoff pattern there. And they've got to find a way to dial up some pressure and not allow him to just sit back there and pick him apart.
Pearson with the catch. Not too many on the air. It might be his first one on the season, as a matter of fact. First and 10 at the 50-yard line. 10.5 to play in the ballgame. 28-27, Pella with the football. Xavier with the four-man front. Late getting in with Pearson. He'll line up in the backfield down to one, and now we've got a timeout taken here by Pella. Jay McKintry going to save that play here with 10:21 to play. He brought Pearson back in there. They had only 10 for a while. And they're going to talk it over here with the 10-21 mark.
There's some obvious miscommunication between the offensive backs for the Dutch there on what that play was going to be. And in their hesitation with both personnel and to show that everybody was on the same page on what the play was going to be, that came dangerously close to being a penalty. Jay McKinstry's got his team around him, and I'm remembering from the last couple of years that we've been up here and seen his Pella teams. He's just like Dwayne Schulte during the game. He's cool as a cucumber. You never see a feather ruffled or a hair out of place. They know exactly what they want to do. They're ready for every circumstance. This is just two quality teams here, Scott, and some phenomenal coaching on both sides.
Pella with two state championships the last 2 years, but you take a look at the 28th appearance in the playoffs, 16th appearance for head coach Jay McKinstry, all at Pella. 37-25. McKinstry is 33-14 in playoffs. That's pretty remarkable. Dwayne Schulte, he's 23-13. So both these coaches, terrific. First and 10 after the timeout from the 50-yard line. Red formation, two receivers left and two to the right. I'm going to put Warner back in the backfield. First down. Well, a long count, back to throw, back pedaling. In spinning, deep drop. Deep pressure, throws middle screen, caught by Warner, and hit, and brought down. Right at the point on the 10, making the stop with Sam Myers. Hitting that out the whole time.
Sam Myers on the rundown there. And there was some question as to whether or not he was going to get there. It took so long for that play to develop that Myers had to come across from the opposite side of the field. But what a sure tackle on that particular play.
Benny is 12 of 22 tonight for 261 yards and 2 touchdowns in 1 pick. Through that on the very first drive of the night for the Dutch. And White out to the right side on the second down and 10. Down to 3 of the play clock. They get it off. Getting back that line. Has time. Going to throw deep right sideline. Going for Van White. And makes the take of the 25-yard line. Loose high over Quinn Schulte. Got him in
is the double pump and the stop-and-go route, and that ball was thrown up where it could only be caught at the highest point right on the edge of the sideline at the 20-yard line. There's no way that it could have been covered any better. Just an outstanding individual effort by the receiver for the Dutch.
Yep, Van Wyk with catch number 3, and they've all been big, 22, 33, and 25 yards on the night. 3 catches for a total of 80 yards. 1st and 10 at the 25-yard line. Benny on the quarterback draw. Angle to the right side and got about 4. Ankle tackle in there. And making the tackle for Xavier is Bo Van Berkham. Again, Bryce Schulte got an interception. 76 yards on the ground for Finney tonight. All but 5 of the yards tonight for Pella. Finney has had something to do with 8:35 clock running. Xavier's defense has got to stop Pella or hold them to a field goal. Finney, deep drop. Second down, has time. Lobs it over.
Dare I say it again? Those of you that are at home and you've got miracles on your mind, it was in the exact same spot that interception occurred. It's where Lorenzen got the block that knocked that ball on the ground for Grohosel to run it away. And now the ball's in the court of the Xavier offense.
Van Berkham with the INT. And Davey with some life. First down at the 39-yard line after the pick. High formation, Wilson behind Rodriguez, ten over tandem. Two receivers to the left. Burns from the right side. Off the fake. Schulte on a busted play and falls down. Somebody went the wrong way and he's going to be lost at 3.
Now, there was some miscommunication on what that play call was. The handoff was not taken there by Malachi Wilson, and I think Bryce Schulte expected him to take it away. So all Schulte could do was to eat it on a bootleg.
Under 8 to play, 28-27 in favor of Pella. He's already gotten a couple of field goals in this game from Shane Scott, including a 44-yarder. Throw set formation, Schulte in the gun. Down to 3 in the play clock. Gets the snap. Rolls to the right side. Right throw sideline. Hot by Gutkowski. Xavier fans wanted a penalty. Didn't get it. And they picked up of about 10 out to the 46-yard line.
Take a look at it here on the replay. Ball was thrown in the perfect position. And a blatant shove out of bounds. I'm not sure you could throw the flag on that.
Yeah, I don't think you can throw it on that one. 3rd and 3, Xavier 2 of 7 on the night. Big one right here, 7:34 clock moving. Out of the eye, Schulte looks around, surveys the field, hands it off to Rodriguez on the dive, and he's going to be close, but I think he got it. Second effort, got it at the 49-yard line.
Right, Scott, I think he got it by about a half yard. That ball has been money in the bank all night long for Xavier.
First down, Rodriguez with a big time. His senior with 55 big yards and 5 carries tonight.
Boy, and that's to go along with some unbelievable blocking as well.
Xavier rushing is coming up on 400 yards for the night. While Wilson out of the backfield, put out to the left side. Burns to the right. Rodriguez the setback. And he'll get it on the dive. Up the middle. Bounces off once. Still on his feet. Gets to the Pella 45-yard line before he puts back. That's 5 more. Rodriguez is just taking everybody on all colors right now.
It's a good one to take the team on his back and run him down the field right now, too. The other thing that this is doing, Scott, is it's loading the tension from the linebackers on the defense for Pella to that inside the tackle running game, and it's going to open back up the option game for Rick or for Bryce again to run.
6:38 clock running, 28-27 Pella out of the eye. They'll run the option, hand off Rodriguez on the dive, and a good pickup from about the 86. That'll move the chains on the little dive option and a first down.
Yeah, and after that handoff, you just looked to see where Bryce had he just pulled that ball out and ran it himself, and it would have been wide open on the outside as well.
Xavier has all the offensive numbers going their way. 19 first downs to 11. Xavier with coming up on 450 to 500 yards of total offense, but the big plays have hurt them in the passing game for Pella. First and 10 at the Dutch, 40-yard line. Ball middle of the field. Tight eye. They'll run that option again. Keeper by Schulte. Turns the right corner. 35 and close to the first down. White ball on the stripe of the 30-yard line, and now you're seeing Pella getting up a little slow right now.
Bryce, a nice keeper there, and he put his shoulder pad into the tackler, Lucas Warner, and just put the lift drill on him, and then they both got up and dusted each other off. Said, we're going to play nicely, even though we're going to hit hard.
They're going to bring in the sixer with 6:02 to play. And that gives everybody a little bit of a breather here. There's a lot of huffing and puffing going on out there. Pella has won the last 39 football games. They're going to stretch the chains and just short. About 2 inches short of the first down.
This is actually not a bad thing right here, Scott, as it's giving the Xavier offense a check to kind of get a second breath in, get a little bit of water, come over and talk to Dwayne Schulte, who's kind of keeping them calm right now.
These two teams have won 50 straight between them, 39 in a row by Pella. Last two state championships for the Dutch. 6:02 to play here in the ballgame. 28-27 in favor of Pella, the Xavier on the move. Second and short. See if Rodriguez gets it here, and they keep it with Schulte. Under center, takes a look around. Schulte will have it on the sneak, and he's ahead for a first down. Took a little Dutch defender for a ride, Van Vliet. Schulte will get two, and a Xavier first down. Schulte now with a pretty good night running. 54 yards for Bryce. In his final hope, one more game coming up. First and 10 at the Pella 28. Clock continues to run. Bader carving up the clock. Schulte on the keeper. Tried to turn the corner. And Pella was right there that time. Lucas Warner leading the way on the option.
We have not seen Bryce pull that ball out and do anything but run it himself. He hasn't pitched to Malachi Wilson yet tonight. And had he on that play, there wasn't anybody within 5 yards of him.
Xavier got this ball with 8:18 to play. We're down, coming up on 5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Second down and 9. Trip to the left side. I formation. Now the 5 minutes to play in the game. Handoff up the middle to Wilson. Started right. Turn back to the left. Down to the left. Oh, trips up close to a first down. Boston to 20 down to the 19-yard line for Malachi Wilson. You want to score, but you want to take as much time off the clock as you can.
Yeah, because you're starting to get the feeling that this might be the last team that's got the ball and ends up going on to next week.
Third and 1. 3 out of 8 for Xavier tonight. They'll spread him out. Rodriguez, the lone setback. Guilty. Lost the snap. It's loose. Comes back at the 21, and I think that Guilty dropped on it. He did. Oh, not a good time for that, but it's going to be 4-2 now. So, yes, it was a fumble, but you didn't lose it. Scott's coming out to try the field goal.
And why not? His first two attempts, even that last one from 42 yards, split the uprights.
To try to get Vayner the lead. Just inside the left hash, it's going to be a 37-yard field goal attempt. But Kowski to hold. Scott, pulling the lead. Good snap, place down, kick on its way, end over end, has the length, and it is 37-yard field goal by Shane Scott.
Shane Scott taking care of business on special teams tonight for Xavier. That's his 9th point of this game, and it gives the Saints a 2-point lead with 3:34 left to play.
But you gave Pella a lot of time, though.
That's way too much time for Pella.
Almost a five-minute drive here. And Xavier's going to kick it back to the Dutch. Go for a high kick here. I got to think if you're the Saints special teams coach.
Well, if somebody asked Dwayne Schulte with 3.5 minutes left in this game, what side of that scoreboard he'd rather be on, I promise you, even though he's only up by two, that he'd take that side.
Xavier has dominated time of possession in this game. Can they hold on? 30-28 Saints. Number one versus number two. Right now, number one is behind. Thomas and Warner dropping back to infield. He's at about the 3-yard line. Then everything is advertised tonight.
Kickoff team for Xavier has not done a great job of pinning the offense of Bella deep. They can really use some downfield coverage on this kick.
Thomas on the far side is an instant Warner on the near side. The approach and the kick and over it. No higher this time, but returnable. Here comes Warner. 5, 10, up the hash mark to the 20-yard line. Getting knocked down at the 23. That was the best Xavier's look tonight.
That was exactly what we just talked about. So now, if you are Jim O'Connell, and you're sending your defense out with 3.5 minutes left, the 2-point lead that you're clinging on to, somehow, some way, you've got to find a way to get pressure on the quarterback, Benny.
This is Ted Keller, and this crowd is up and cheering for the Saints defense. This is the way number one versus number two should come down. Wide side of the field to the left. Press that way, Van White. One-on-one with Clint Schulte. Benny out of the gun. Gets the snap. Retreats. Looking. Has time. Throws the middle of the field. Caught. Crossing Tanner Holterhouse for a first down. Working on the shot at about the 38 on the gain of 14.
And that's the matchup that they've been making money on all night long. Gerke right there with the solid coverage and to make the tackle. But again, just giving up a height advantage.
Seventh catch of the night for Holterhouse. For nearly 170 yards. And a touchdown. First down at 10, Pella. Clock continues to run. 3:08. Their kicker is not connecting on a field goal all year. Holterhouse is going to throw. He's going to throw downfield. Pella flags down and it's intercepted, but we'll see what the flag is about. Going for Van White on the trick play. There was a little bit of contact.
Oh, Mikowski came up with that interception. But we've got yellow hankies all over the field.
Mikowski, that would be a fifth of the year if it stands. And you know it's going to be interference on one side or the other. The officials are going to talk about it. Two flags at the 42-yard line.
This was a tossback to one of the running backs to throw that ball downfield. And I think that's probably why if Xavier's going to be guilty of the interference, that was the only way they were going to avoid getting caught deep there.
I think it might have been a grab. We'll see. Hopefully it's just going to be a hole instead of interference.
Yep.
It's only a 5-yard penalty.
Right. This will not be an automatic first down.
Well, it was a 10 at the high school. Yeah, it's a real 10. So, oh, hold on here.
Now they're taking the down marker back. It's moving the chains. It doesn't make sense.
Yep, first down. 5 and throws, 10 and cut in the high school. Jeff's probably back in the studio going, get that.
Jeff doesn't like that, does he?
Listening to State July Final Football on 1600 AM, BGYM, Peter Rapids, Iowa. Peter Rapids, Xavier 30, Kyle 28, 257 to play. Dutch on the 38-yard line. Xavier Blitz coming. Benny, short drop, looking, throws the middle, crossing pattern, trying to get it. 14 of the 19, Quinn Schulte on the stop. And they get Van White this time at the Xavier 44.
Here's what Jay McChinstry's dialing up right now, Scott. He's got 4 receivers out for every pattern. 3 of them are taking the secondary deep. They're running 1 intermediate route across the center. That's the man they're looking for on the crossing route.
First, second and 2 at the 44 of Xavier. 2:22 to play in the game. 5-man front. Then he was thrown.
flushed out of the pocket. Being safe. Rolls to the right side. Throws deep downfield. Man out there, and it's caught with the inbound. Where was the catch? No. Out of bounds. Incomplete. Out of bounds. Incomplete. It was very close.
And that was waved out of bounds by an official that was about as far away as you could be.
Well, they're
going to take a look at this on the replay.
They're going to show the replay. What a throw by Finney downfield, and
oh, my.
There's no replay in high school ball, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
Ranger
my.
Might have caught the break.
I think he got a foot in, but this cannot be overruled. There is no judgment that can overturn that play, and the Pella faithful in green are livid.
Third down. No, and two. 2:12 to play. Clock stops. And like tight time. And the double tight end this time. Quarterback draw. Finney off the right side. He's got the first down. Down to the 41 on a gain of three.
And again, they go back to those big line splits there with the double tight ends when they need the short run.
First down, moves to six, but too late to go. Keep in mind, hello, kicker Miedema has not kicked. He's still going to shoot successfully. 0 for 2, I believe, coming in. 41-yard line. First down, two in the duck. Clock continues to tick. Under 2 minutes. David Blitz coming, ready to throw. Has time, going to throw deep, near sideline, going for Holzer House on the throw.
Intercepted! Pass up and thrown, and Josh Turkey comes up with the pick.
Josh Turkey has been eating the dust all night long, and he finally broke on the ball and made the pick. That is justice for Josh Turkey, who all night long has been coming up short on his coverage. Ball slightly under thrown, but a perfect break by Turkey. He goes up and just takes the ball away from the intended receiver.
Down by 39 in a row. This thing is still not over yet, though. Hello, with two timeouts left. Remember, they had to use one when the play clock went down from the 15-yard line. One first down. We'll get you to the finals, more than likely. Green receivers in the formation. Schulte turns, hands it off. Malachi Wilson covering the ball with two arms. He gets to the 16-yard line. No timeout by Pella as of yet.
Clock ticking. It's going to go under a minute 30 as I'm speaking.
Boy, the Pella sideline is still parking at that inside of vision. You can just look at it. Minute 17. Second down. A little short of 9.
Bryce looking at the clock. He's going to milk it for every second he can get.
Down to 3. Blitz coming. Hand off. Malachi Wilson is stoned right away. And here comes the timeout.
Yeah, they've got to take a timeout now.
Yeah, Wassener on the stop. Pella with one timeout remaining with 1:02. What comes down to this? It comes down to this. 3rd and 9. Maybe it's first down. This thing's over. And the 39 game winning streak is over. Yeah. Pella can make a stop. They got a shot at and they've been very close to blocking a punt tonight.
Yes, they have. And this is where it gets real tricky for Dwayne Schulte, and all his years of experience are going to be brought to bear on this play call. 3rd and 9. The ball is at your own 16-yard line. You can't do anything that is going to even remotely come up with a chance on the turnover. I can't imagine him rolling the dice too much here. I got to believe he's going to want to put the ball in the hands of his punt team and then let the defense bring it home, Scott.
Well, one more play. It's on this side of the field. Maybe Mr. Lawrence and Drahazel might want to help out here again.
Isn't it ironic that the two interceptions that Xavier's defense have had on these last two defensive possessions have taken place within a couple of bodies lengths of the Immaculate Recovery 10 years ago on this night.
3rd down and 9. Xavier breaks the huddle. Still 62 seconds left. 28.
fingers of the Saints. Two field goals in the last two drives. Slot left side, up third down. Schulte tosses that way to Malachi Wilson. Tell him all over, and they bring him down for a loss. Back to the 13 and the timeout. Going to be a loss of three. 57 seconds left. And anyone wearing green after the punt.
That will be the final timeout that Pelican use in this ball game. And you got to know, it's going to be Katie Bar at the door. There's probably going to be 10 white jerseys with green helmets coming for this punt.
You work on it all the time. At the end of practice, you've done getting that punt away. Especially, this is why you work on that.
Well, not only that, but they've got to get downfield and cover it, too, because even though they haven't had the field goal yet this year on Fellas' team, they can't give them the yardage that would allow for the passing game to really feel confident down there.
So Davey will send out Ryan Jasper to punt. As he'll have the line of scrimmage, the 12-yard line, and dropping back. Four Pella's going to be Thomas. Pella's going to get excellent field position. All they need is a field goal, but they have not kicked one yet this year. All right. Jasper lined up. Pella going for the block here. Here comes the snap. High one brought down. They will get it away. A high, very high. That good trick, a great one. Back to the 40 comes Thomas. Starts left, comes back to the right, and brought down at the 44-yard line. Jasper got his seventh of the night, and an opportune time for 48 yards.
That good coverage downfield by the punt team as the first guy downfield wrapped him up. And so now both guys here exhorting their teams on. And it's all going to come down to this last 45 seconds. Pella's offense comes out on the field, and they're going to start this final drive on their own 44.
Everybody up at the dome. I don't think anybody is sitting down. First down, Pella. Spread. Two left, two right. One in the backfield. Back to throw, spinning. Deep drop. Pass time. Steps up. Pocket collapses. Got away. Throws to far sideline. Off the hands of the intended receiver in the play. To Van White. And it'll be second down. More importantly, that play, John. Wow, only 7 seconds.
Man, I'd have to see that on the replay.
I thought that took a lot more time.
McLean Berger downfield defending that pass.
Second and 10. Watch the trickery here. Watch the hook and ladder. Watch the double pass. They're going to go with five receivers now. Two to the right, two to the left, one in the slot. Here comes the blitz. Picked up. Finney on the deep drop. Going to throw the quick out. Caught by Pringle, but he's hit down.
He did. He
tackled over there by Berger.
Berger came up and put the tomahawk on him so he couldn't get out of bounds. That was a great tackle from behind.
Third down. Clock ticking. Down to 20 seconds. Down to 19. Bissell. Mark the ball. On third down, Finney rolls right under pressure, throws it up for Graham, coming back, jump ball, it's gone at the 20-yard line. 7 seconds remaining. Did not get out of bounds, John, so the clock is going to continue to run after they mark the ball.
That was Drew Pringle again. Offense for Pella, sprinting up to the line of scrimmage as the ball is being spotted, and they will crank it.
They will crank it. They're going to have to spike it down to three. This is going to be the final play. Do or die. Finney to the end zone. Right side. It's a ball.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Dan White, a leaping catch on the last play of the game. At 6-5, he goes up and holds it and breaks Xavier's heart.
Oh, my God. Goodness, another jump ball in the end zone comes down Pella's way as the clock expires, just ripping the heart out of everybody here at the
Finney to Van White. Good coverage. Again, he's just 6'5". The Xavier defender fell down.
They weren't going to call anything either.
Unbelievable. This is an instant classic, no matter who you wrote for. And the Xavier defense and seniors are inconsolable.
Thompson had it. And just like that, it goes to Trey.
We talked about it, that this could come down to the last play, the last team to got the ball in their hands, and that's exactly what happened. I can't imagine it being any more of a dramatic ending than we have saw tonight, Scott.
The teams will line up. What a game. 34-30, Pella wins it on the last play of the football game. And you said it, John. You thought whoever had this thing last would probably come up with it. I thought Pella was going to try to clock it, bring in the field goal kicker to try to win it. No. And what a big advantage to have a 6-5, 6-5, and 6-2 set of receivers.
And that's the story of the whole night, Scott. If you want to go back and it's not going to take tomorrow to figure this out or next week or next year to look back and see that this receiving core and one fantastic quarterback by the name of Nick Finney were the ones that just brought this one home for Pella and ripped the heart out of Xavier.
We could make it was Xavier's offense that was chewing up the clock. It was time possession offense against the big play of Pella. They had the ball left.
You talked on Xavier last drive about not wanting to score too early, and you know, you can go back and probably pick out any of a dozen different things that happened, but I don't know. That's a tough one to take, and I feel so bad for Bryce Schulte and the other seniors that are on this team to come that close to being in the state final, the championship game, and have it come down to that one play. That's just unbearable, and it's not going to get any easier as years go by.
And Xavier goes down to defeat in this one. And Xavier loses at 34-30. So number one beat number two. Just like Virginia beat Pella Christian, number one beat number two. We go to 40 in a row for Pella. They know number 40 is pretty special, and they earned it.
Now between Pella and Pella Christian, there's some magical football players in that town, and that's not including Central College. So I guess the town of Pella came out on the rosy smelling end of this one, unlike last week when Regina took down Mr. Jack Marinsky and the Pella Christian team.
The Xavier Saints will get their participation semifinal trophy coming up here in just a couple minutes. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and we'll come back and wrap things up with our quick post game here for the Unico. And we'll do it after this. You're listening to High School Football on KC Lions.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Hear that? That's the sound of you creating your own destiny. While others are waiting in line for brunch, you're spending Saturday in the garage. Because you went to AdvanceAutoParts.com, ordered a platinum battery with a 3-year replacement warranty, and picked it up in-store just 30 minutes later. Now, installing a battery isn't an all-day job, but what the brunch crowd doesn't know won't hurt it. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to learn more.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
A pair of longtime foes hook up in a big-time matchup this Friday night at KGYM.
Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hagerty and me this Friday at 6:30 on 107.5 to 106.3 FM as number 4, Cedar Rapids, Washington, meets number 10, Iowa City West. Both the Warriors and Trojans have hit their stride late in the season, with the winner moving on to the 4A championship game. That's Class 4A semifinal football presented by First Federal Credit Union, number 4, Cedar Rapids, Washington, and number 10, Iowa City West. Friday night at 6:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Patrick, we're here at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. Xavier Chance has been given their semifinal trophy. It's going to be a little sour, so I think, until any years down the road. Have this one in the sight. And a 6'5 receiver named Ryan, 6'5 receiver by the name of Ryan Van White. Broke the heart to Xavier Chance. I guess you win a few, you lose a few. 10 years ago in this league, Xavier won one. And I'm not so sure if you play a game 100 times, that was going to happen. And this one, if you play another 100 times, it might not happen again.
You know, it's a sad irony of the fortunes of football when you're as good a team as Xavier is, Scott, and you get up here. You know, most years you're up here in the semifinals, and if you're not, you probably could have been, and you're disappointed because you weren't. But to get here and then have it go down to the last play like that and not come up on the winning side of it, I mean, those are things that you just, they're never going to forget this. They'll never get over it. And it's going to be hard to watch that last couple of plays, especially that list series, let alone the last play. And I don't know, you put yourself in position to do these sorts of things, and you know, people make fun of Kirk Ferentz for saying that's just football, but in a profound way it is. If you put yourself in this position as many times as Xavier does, sometimes you're going to come up with it and sometimes you're not, and tonight it just wasn't. They weren't going to come up with it.
Well, let's take a look at the final stats in this one, unofficial as they may be. Xavier outgained the Pella by 9 yards, making 11 yards, 238 yards to 227 yards. Xavier did it on the ground. Pella did it through the air in this game tonight. 438 yards from Xavier, 378 on the ground. Malachi Wilson, the all-time leading rusher in Xavier history, ended his career tonight, 27 carries for 243 yards and one touchdown. Bryce Shelton ended his great career, 15 carries, 69 yards and a touchdown. How about Eric Rodriguez? 7 carries for 66 yards tonight. The guy, he's the blocker for Xavier, but he really got things done tonight. Bryce Shelton, 9 of 18, or make it 8 of 18. For a total of 47 yards tonight. Malachi Wilson was 1 for 1 for a total of 13 yards. Kowski caught 3 for 34. Malachi caught 4 for 15. Bryce Schulte caught that for 13 yards in the ball game tonight. Xavier with 1 first down, 5 penalties. That, you may look back, and that's what's going to be the thing. And is going to be the real killer tonight for Xavier, because they have chances to put more points on the board and penalties killed.
Yeah, the one that comes to mind is when they were down inside the red zone, knocking on the door, and then they got that holding call that just certainly took 7 points off the board. But, you know, there's so many points in this game where you're going to be able to go back and look. But your point is spot on, Scott. The penalties really, really hamstrung the offense for Xavier tonight.
Same 5 penalties. But 45 yards, 2 sacks in the game. And Xavier was 3 of 9 on third down conversions, 1 for 1 on fourth down tries here tonight. For Pella, 427 yards for the Dutch, 343 through the air, 84 on the ground. Finney, 13 carries, 79 yards. Holterhaus had 1 carry for 5 tonight. Nick Finney, 18 of 31, 343 yards, 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Holterhaus caught 7 for 157 and a touchdown. Van White, 5 for 108 and a touchdown.
three catches for Warner. Pringle had three catches, 52 yards, and a touchdown tonight. And Pearson had one catch for a total of 18 yards. Pella with 16 first downs, only two penalties in the night for 25 yards. And they had three turnovers here in the ball game tonight. 5 of 9 on third down conversions tonight for the Little Dutch. And as far as time of possession is concerned, Xavier with a big advantage, 28 minutes, 36 seconds to 19 minutes and 24 seconds for Pella. And Xavier did practically everything right in this football game. Won the time of possession battle, over 350 yards of rushing in this game. No turnovers. You just didn't have, and they were in position on most of those catches by the Pella receivers. Just didn't have an extra 6 or half a foot to try to knock it down.
No, it's as simple as this. Pella, the two-time defending 3A champions, just made one more play tonight than Xavier. It's that simple. But it happened to be the last play of the game in the end zone, and that's what ended up being the difference.
So Nick Finney and the Pella Dutch will move on with a 34-30 instant classic tonight over the Saints of Peter Apple Stadium. And a great season comes to an end. Bud Legg, the information director from the Iowa High School Athletic Association, when we were in break, leaned over my shoulder and said, I don't think these two teams were 1-2. I didn't think they were 1A and 1B. And I said, you're absolutely right.
So if you can dial up a better game for just pure spectator excitement from the beginning to the very last play that decided it, I defy you to find one that's more enjoyable to watch. Just from a pure spectator standpoint. Of course, if you're Xavier, you're on the other end of it. That's tough to be able to say, but from just a purely entertainment high school football, Bud Legg's right. It doesn't get any better than this.
Xavier going through the line. They always do that in the last game of the year with the coaches. This is a tough senior group to say goodbye to for Xavier. You got Bryce Schulte, Malachi Wilson, Rodriguez. I mean, you just take a look up and down the line. Most of this unit, offensively and defensively, are seniors. 10 of the 11 players on the defensive side are seniors, and 8 of the 11 on the offensive side are seniors. Going to have a few linebackers back next year, but never fear, it's a program. Xavier did not. This is the first football game Xavier lost this year in their program.
At any level.
And, man, it was a tough one. It was a tough one. Came down to the final drive of the game. Maybe the unsung play was the catch by Pringle that took it down to the 20-yard line.
Absolutely.
And then instead of spiking the ball, they went for the win. You got to give Pella credit to McKinstry. They didn't come there to kick the field goal. I don't know if they could have kicked the field goal. It would have been probably a 37-yarder. Neema had not made one all year.
And I'm not sure they would have got lined up to even get off the snap to get the kick in. But
when they went in the shotgun formation, you knew they were going to try it. They were going to go for it, roll the dice. That's exactly what happened. And came up a little bit empty. And another great page in what is really becoming, if you say, the rivalry of East Carolina with 3A football so far since Xavier has moved from 4A to 3A.
Yes, you can. I think it absolutely is. These two locked horns 2 years ago, and the outcome wasn't quite as close, but yeah, they're becoming all too familiar with each other here in the semifinals.
That twice in football in 4 years. They met at basketball last year. And who knows? There's going to be some more down the line, I think, for this Xavier football team and the Pella football team going at it here at the Uni Dome and the Flyers. What a game. What a game. Pella wins it 34-30. As number one, beats number two, which is Pella and Webster City in the final on Thursday night. And that's the luck of the Dutch. And, I think they're going to come home with their third next week.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that I feel the same way. And what a contrasting game of offenses that's going to be. One team that
doesn't throw the ball at all. And the other one, that's all they do pretty much is throw the ball. So that's going to be a very, very tough one for Webster City to bring home. And it's very, very hard to think ahead to that right now for us. It's just down on the field, and the Saints still down there trying to console each other. And Dwayne Schulte went over to his middle son, Bryce, when it was over, and the two of them just embraced each other, and Dad was talking a lot in Bryce's ear, and Bryce just, he couldn't bring himself to do anything but just hold his dad, and they must have held on to each other for, I'm thinking, almost 5 minutes before either one of them began to let the other one go, and the youngest, Lynn, was kind of off by himself, walking around, it just lost, didn't know what to do with himself, and this is going to be a hard, hard pill for Quinn Schulte to swallow, because he was the one that was the defender on that last pass, and he's going to have to forever remember that he was the key player in that play when his middle brother Bryce could have gone to the state finals, and that would not be fair for Quinn to carry that baggage around with him, that this loss was on him. Quinn, if you are somehow listening to the replay of this broadcast, you did not lose that game for your little brother or your teammates. There were so many plays in this game. And by the way, Quinn, all you did was play every snap on offense and every snap on defense. I never saw number 11 come off the field tonight. Well, I don't know if that's any consolation, but you played a whale of a game, and I promise you, your brother loves you, and your dad loves you, and everyone knows that you gave everything you had to your Saints teammate.
Kind of got steamrolled in the last play, too, but like I said, they weren't going to call anything at that point. What a good one. What a good one. We'll try to, I don't know if we can duplicate it tomorrow night. We'll try to do our best.
We get two more nights.
Tomorrow night, back here at the Uni Dome, 4A state semifinals. It'll be Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Iowa City West going at it. We'll be on the air at 6:30 tomorrow night on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. That's on the FM tomorrow night for Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Iowa City West. And then Saturday night, also at 6:30, that one will be on all three of our frequencies. That will be Mount Vernon in a 2A semifinal taking on the Union tonight. John, it was great. And we're going to get home before dawn, but it was well worth it.
There better be something to eat along the way home. I'm pretty hungry.
I am too. Big thanks to Jeff Downing for helping out tonight to get through everything. And we appreciate everybody staying with us throughout a few difficulties here tonight. We'll have everything rectified by tomorrow, we promise. We're Iowa City West, Cedar Rapids, Washington tomorrow night. 6:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM tomorrow night with the pregame and a 7:05 kickoff here at the Uni Dome. Thanks to all our great sponsors for helping out. We do appreciate it. Go out and tell them thank you very much for bringing you high school football here on KGYM. For Jeff Downing back in the studio, John Hagerty, Scott Unesh saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. Final score tonight in the classic 3A state semifinal. Number one Pella wins their 40th straight on the last play of the game as the Little Dutch beats Xavier Saint 34-30. And so long from the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. You've been listening to this sports presentation of KGYM.
Sports radio on the historic Main Gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
As an individual investor, you may have thought sophisticated investment management was only for the wealthy. Not anymore. Zacks Advantage is the actively managed, performance-driven, automated online investment advisory service that builds, monitors, and rebalances your portfolio so you don't have to. Now for a limited time, with fees up to 75% lower than traditional advisors and a minimum investment of just $5,000, you can take advantage of Zacks' 30 years of investment management experience. Call 1-888-748-2750 today to speak with an advisor. Right now, you can save 30% off our already low fees for the life of your account. Low fees, low minimums, and 30 years of experience. That's the Zacks Advantage. Call 1-888-748-2750. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Potential for loss exists with any investment. Material is for informational purposes only. It is not investment, legal, accounting, or tax advice, or a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold a security. No advice is given about a strategy suitability for a particular investor. For additional information, go to ZacksAdvantage.com. Call 1-888-748-2750.
Hello, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Every day, I see many patients whose lives would be enriched by hearing aids, but who simply cannot afford the thousands of dollars needed to pay for them. I made it my mission to find a way to manufacture medical-grade, affordable hearing aids.
Testing 1 2 1 2. Testing 1 2 1 2.